It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
So here it is, middle of the week, and it's hot outside, and I don't know, I'm feeling kind of musical today. So we're going to start the show today with a song. Because after all, without a song, the day would never end. Without a song, the road would never bend. When things go wrong and man ain't got a friend. Without a song. That's all thanks to my chorus teacher in high school, Mrs. Helen Hodge. Wow. Won a trophy for that one. Sure did. Got to go on to Honors Chorus. Leonard in it, baby. Never got the jacket because I wouldn't want people asking me, oh, what did you letter in? Chorus. I lettered in chorus. Yeah. Not football. Not baseball. Chorus. I was a chorus guy. Yeah. I was the only straight one there, I think. Hey, I'm 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Okay, if the lovely wife's eyes have stopped rolling, let me see. The light is on. Yes, she was listening. I have a little red light here that tells me when she's listening, so that way I can tell when she's listening. Yeah. Okay, so now that that's all done, let's set the stage here of what's coming up today for us to chat about, you and I. You and I to think about. Start the conversation. I get this all the time. Lee, I don't agree with you. You make me so mad sometimes I almost drive off the road. Well, then why don't you call and we can talk about it? Because that is what talk is all about. Conversation. The art of conversation. We, Oklahoma Turnpike Authority, is doing something unusual. Asking for the public input. Yeah. It doesn't mean they're going to listen to it, which they usually don't, but they're asking for it. Yeah. Here we go. More talk about a commuter train and raising taxes to do it. All right. I got a couple things about this, and you've heard me talk about this before, and I'm going to get into it again in just a minute in case you haven't. Number one. Can we please build a damned jail first, then start talking about commuter rails? Because the damned jail, we need a lot more than we need a commuter rail that nobody's going to ride. You want proof? How many people are riding the confounded streetcars in downtown Oklahoma City? How many? Yeah, I know. Any day and every day, you head on down there, and yeah, ain't nobody riding them. Even though they're free. I love that. Earlier this year, we're going to make sure that everybody has a chance to ride and see how great they are. So we're going to completely remove the fees. Oh, okay. And still nobody's riding them. All right, so we'll get into more of that coming up. Some teachers' unions protecting sexual predators? It wouldn't surprise me one bit. It's called natal tourism. Pregnant women coming in to have their babies here in the United States. One state is doing something about it. Should Oklahoma be doing the same thing? Speaking of which, should Oklahoma and the United States prison system start taking notes from El Salvador as to how they're running their prison system? And Spain may have won the World Cup, but they also got a good lesson in the IRS. Yeah, someone's probably going to step in like President Trump and stop that, but I don't know. We'll get into it. And it's all coming up on Freedom 96.9. So your calls to 405-608-4377, 405-608-437, freedom969.com, the email address. That's the website. My email address is lmatthews@freedom969.com. And then I'm on Facebook and I am on X Profiles if you want to reach out that way. Let's get things started right now. You are on the air with Lee Matthews. Hi, what's your name?
Deanne. Happy birthday to me.
Well, and a happy birthday to you.
Yep, 19 yet again.
I know, yeah.
I am so jealous of that letter that message from the guy that said, get to jail before you do all this. I don't see how people don't have that kind of common sense.
Well, that was just me saying it. Can we get the jail for?
Me.
I was just saying that
well,
was my comment.
I think I'm in love. Then.
So, yeah. Well, I know what you're thinking, Deanne, and
I would
be too, Deanne.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
You know, I ooze pheromones from every pore, and I have to carry a baseball bat to bat the women away. But unfortunately, I'm a happily married man. Yeah.
Well,
all right.
If you say so. Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, I just think that's perfect. I don't even see why it's up for question. That's ridiculous.
Well, they want to charge a penny sales tax to build this stupid rail.
Hell yeah, they do.
And they want to connect Edmond to Oklahoma City to Norman. Ha. Huh. Now, Deanne, I don't know how long you've been living in the metro. I don't know how long. It doesn't matter. I've been living back here 20 years. And as a child, I would come and visit the grandparents. And it all predates me. We had a rail system once upon a time. It was called the Interurban. How effective was that? Because we don't have an Interurban anymore, you know.
I never heard of it.
Yeah, it was a streetcar that ran from Edmond to Oklahoma City, down to Norman, Moore and Norman, and then back up again.
Oh,
yeah.
God. I'm sure it was
and
popular.
That was before, you know, that's when you had to shovel coal into the boiler of your car so that you could get into town on a road that probably wasn't paved. Or if it was, it had a lot of holes.
It stopped before getting where it was supposed to,
You ran out of water and you ran out of coal on about Britain Road, okay?
Yeah.
So.
Oh, God. These people that don't know. I mean, if they were spending their own money, it just makes me... I can't dwell on it. I got to give that to God because I'll get crazed on that.
And then we have a jail that's falling apart.
Oh, God, yes.
And we're putting everybody in there, whether you're a drug addict or a mental patient or a white-collar criminal who had some bad bookkeeping practices.
Bad checks or something. Yeah, I know what you mean.
I'm talking about Brent Swadley. Why is he locked up in the county jail? I will never know.
If he's
guilty of anything, it's a white-collar crime. He should be at the halfway house at worst.
Right. There's no way he would be classified that strongly.
Yeah.
Never. I don't know who's doing that.
Somebody doesn't like him. Somebody had a bad experience at this barbecue joint, which I can't imagine that either, because his barbecue's great. So anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, these people with too much time on their hands and nothing to do but spend your money.
Yeah.
And it's just annoying. And I don't see why it isn't common sense.
And my point is, we don't have an interurban anymore because the roads got better. All right? People drive. Our population is not big enough to need a rail system. But, Lee, we're going to be growing very soon. Oh, yeah? Show me.
Save your pennies and get you a car.
Yeah. That's the other thing, Deanne. People don't realize. You think you got traffic problems in this metro? You don't know what traffic problems are? You got no clue what traffic problems are. You think a 20-minute wait because of an accident is a traffic problem? Try going to Atlanta where it'd be 2 hours or four hours. Okay?
I can't imagine.
And you know
I
why
got a brother out there.
You know why we don't have traffic problems? Because everything is on a city grid of north, south, east, west. There's always an alternate route. Always a way to get around the accident.
That's right.
So we don't have those problems. I don't think we ever will have those problems. And finally, I'm just going to leave it here, Deanne, and you tell me what you think. All right, you get a choice. You get turnpikes or a light rail. Now, which one you want? Because you only get one.
I want my car.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing's okay with that kind of crap, right?
Call me a control freak, but I like getting in my car, driving on my timetable to the place I want to go. I don't want to have to ride a rail to some hub station and get on a bus that'll then take me to another substation where I'll get on a streetcar that'll take me to another substation.
With all the other people that may or may not be hygienically correct.
Or as far as the streetcars downtown Oklahoma City are concerned, living in them. So the homeless people are using them for, this is a great shelter and it's air conditioned. Cool.
Oh, I wish I hadn't heard that. Jeez. Oh, God, Lee, you are a breath of fresh air. I really do believe that. And I love you to pieces. Yeah. I really do. And, so you tell your pretty little wife. Howdy.
I will do that.
Okay. Have a good evening.
The light is on. You just told her yourself. Unfortunately, my appeal to the feminine side is a cross she's had to bear for over 30 years now. On Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's talk radio. Matt writes, Lee, I just saw The Odyssey. Despite what you may have heard, literally all of the criticisms by conservatives are entirely correct. The movie is just as woke as you fear it is and have heard it is, if not more so. The DEI casting was atrocious. Completely takes you out of the story right from the beginning. But even worse than that is Nolan's decision to turn Odysseus into an anachronistic, whiny, solemn shell of a man plagued by trauma and guilt. Well, you got to put PTSD in there somewhere, Matt. I mean, what are the veterans going to do? The veterans going to burn down the movie theater if you don't put that in there. Matt goes on to say, it's impossible to overlook these flaws because the film itself is not terribly entertaining or well-constructed. For the most part, it is disjointed, dull, self-serious, disenchanted, somehow feeling both verbose and overly rushed at the same time. The dialogue is some of the worst I've ever heard in a critically acclaimed film. On the nose and clunky are descriptions that can't even begin to describe the script. At no point in the story does Nolan ever transport the audience to the ancient world. You never feel like you're 3,000 years in the past. You feel like you're watching a modern American put on a pageant, because you are. Nobody would be calling this thing a masterpiece if it was made by a director not named Christopher Nolan. Wow, Matt, you really took notes. Might get you to do a weekly feature with me here where you review a movie. That's the problem with having a movie reviewer. After a while, there's not enough movies worth reviewing. You don't want to get on the air and talk about trash because it's all trash. And that's the other thing, too. I mean, I don't know about you, but of all the movies that have come out in the last year, maybe one or two are the ones I would suggest. Even on cable, I mean, even on pay-per-view, 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
Hey, this is Tim of UConn.
Hi, Tim. Good to hear from you.
Yes, sir. Just something that I got to witness firsthand, back to this rail issue and people making decisions that aren't accountable.
Yeah.
Out in Utah, whenever they came in with the light rail system, one of the things that nobody thought about, and it's something that you're going to get another tax on after doing something like this, is once they put in a system like this, you cross many counties with these said devices.
Yeah.
So whatever your homeless population, that we have communities in Oklahoma that like to shelter people, those homeless people will jump on those trains because they can.
Yes.
And then the authorities have to hire a whole police department that does nothing but patrol said trains and handle the crimes that are committed on these trains, because of the jurisdictions that they go through.
It's the perfect place to commit a crime if you're a homeless nut job. Because, okay, there's
absolutely
no cops. The cops can't get to you. You've committed the crime and are off the train and out of there long before anybody knows it. I mean, just look at Enrica What's-Her-Face up in Charlotte.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the fact that the crimes are committed as you're going down the rails, well, now you have to find a DA in a protected city that is going to actually file those charges. Well, it actually happened in this county, or no,
Let's
it happened
see.
In that county.
He got the
so
knife.
We don't want to deal with
he
it.
Got the knife out in Oklahoma County, but by the time he plunged it into the gullet of this woman, he was in Cleveland County. So, which one is the crime?
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, and then the other thing is that here's the other thing that they're saying at the end of the story. It'll be so convenient on game day.
Again.
Yeah.
Let's repeat the last segment.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and I don't know about you, but I've not been to Salt Lake to see what their light rail is like. Portland's got one. And then
Georgia has one, Atlanta.
Atlanta's got one, but I understand Atlanta because Atlanta is built is a weird city. Atlanta has serious
Absolutely.
Traffic problems. Okay, they weren't
sure.
built. I mean, they're built up against the mountains of lower Appalachia, and
yes.
and they needed it. I mean, I've been caught in an Atlanta traffic jam, and then the next day rode the MARTA, and I was like, I'll take the MARTA any day, any day.
Absolutely.
Same with Washington D.C. But Denver. Okay, is one of those cities that's like Oklahoma City and has all the room it needs to grow, north, south, and out towards the eastern slope. Okay, and it is, by the way, and the only people using that damn T-Rex is on game day.
Yeah,
that's the only time they're using it. So,
and let's face it, now with all the technology and 17 different networks carrying the same thing, who's going to stack out the stadiums?
Yeah.
And who wants to have their kids witnessing what they're going to witness as these homeless people procreate going down
yeah.
the rail?
Yeah, yeah. All good points,
yeah,
Tim.
Yeah, I'm going to get it.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for calling in. Tim in Yukon on Freedom 96.9, Freedom 405-608-4377. What do you think of light rail? We'll get into that. They're also talking about raising taxes for this light rail. Oklahoma Turnpike Authority is asking for feedback that they probably will ignore. I'll get into that, too. And I got some thoughts about how Trump handles the press. It came to me earlier today, and we'll get into that on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Used to be you'd get in your car, and you'd put her in low, and you let go of the clutch, and then off you'd go. And then they came along with these newfangled transmissions where you put it in race if you wanted to back up, and then you put it in drag if you wanted to go forward. Do you remember that Brother Dave Gardner story? Lee Matthews for Frontier Auto Group. There's been a lot of changes in automobiles. You don't have to put it in race or drag or low anymore. It'll about do it for you just by giving it a voice command. And I know my car talks to me. I might be needing an oil change in the next 5,000 miles. Okay, I get it. Why don't you remind me when we're about 100 miles away? How about that? No matter what your car is trying to tell you, and whether or not you're listening or not, Frontier Auto Group can help you with that. Whether it's a check engine light, low tire pressure, weak battery, air conditioning, on a day like today, not as cold as you'd like it. And they do it all for no charge. And they also have all of this during the regularly scheduled service visits, too. So keep that in mind when you call 405-262-3355 or go by Frontier Auto Group. And they are just off El Reno's Auto Alley, just off Route 66 at the roundabout. FrontierMotor.net, Frontier Auto Group.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Let's be honest, Medicare can get complicated, fast. Too many plans, too many opinions, not enough straight answers. That's where Health 65 in Edmond comes in. We will give you a clear, straightforward guidance so you can understand your options and choose what works best for you. No runarounds, no pressure, just help when and where you need it. Hi, I'm Philip Beard. Give me a call today or visit health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663.
McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
It's Ricky with Cars for You at 11601 Northeast 10th Street in Choctaw, next to Nacoma Park Elementary School. We're a family-owned company. We offer oil changes, brake work, AC work, tune-ups, and more. We also offer a guarantee all work for 1 year. Our mechanics have 35 years of experience. Call Cars for You and ask for Ricky at 405-600-8332. Or stop by at 11601 Northeast 10th Street in Choctaw. Enter to win a free oil change by calling Ricky at Cars for You at 405-600-8332. Online at carsforyou.shop.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
It's Eric Erickson. Listen to me live weekdays on Freedom 96.9 from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. as we dive into the headlines of the day, give you all the breaking news as it happens, give you some analysis into what's happening, my opinion, and also take your phone calls at 877-973-7425 right here on Freedom 96.9 as we spread freedom across the great state of Oklahoma 5 days a week.
The men and women are going to be able to do it, but they need to have leadership. When will you show
leadership?
When will you show leadership?
Why don't you show some leadership and stand up to your fellow Democrats who won't fund the troops, who stand and play partisan politics while you don't give us the money? You want to stand up here and talk about the troops? You won't show any political courage to actually fund our department because you have Trump derangement syndrome and can't actually commit to anything meaningful.
That is Pete Hegseth fighting General Senator Gary Peters yesterday on the floor of the committee meeting, where they were trying to ask for more money for farmers, more money for the conflict in Iran. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive to join in the conversation. So a couple of big talk starters today. Oklahoma Turnpike Authority asking for feedback when it comes to the Toby Keith extension of their turnpike and where it connects to Kickapoo Turnpike. I don't think they're going to listen to you, but they're trying to make it look like they are actually asking. And what do you think about raising sales taxes for a commuter train? That seems to be the latest idea. Details on it coming up, and more of your conversation as well on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio, 405-608-4377. Jackie writes, the city of Lawton's decision to close a tent city and restore order and safety is exactly the kind of leadership I want to see in Oklahoma. The unanimous vote of the Lawton City Council and on-site police presence and the partnership of the Salvation Army prove that when local leaders step up, they can tackle dangerous encampments and protect their citizens. Lawton's leaders didn't wait for the state to intervene. They owned the problem and solved it. That's a model I want to see in communities across Oklahoma. I'm thankful Mayor Booker is never afraid to step up and address the issues at hand. Jackie, that's, to me, the way to handle it as well. Glad to hear it, and thanks for passing it on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio with Lee Matthews. And it's not just the OTA asking for public comments on what to do with Classen Boulevard. I didn't know anything needed to be done with Classen Boulevard in Oklahoma City. A little later on as well, I got some thoughts about Trump and how Trump handles the press. Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Cleanup of the massive cold storage warehouse fire in Los Angeles is causing a stink among area residents.
It's been a little over a month since the fire, but this resident says the smells from the rotting food are still unbearable.
You cannot be outside. You have to be inside the house because it's terrible.
Mayor Karen Bass gave Lineage Logistics 45 days to clean up the entire site, but only about 4% of the total food waste has been removed, leading to hundreds of complaints from residents of the surrounding Boyle Heights neighborhood. State air regulators recently said Lineage must deliver a more robust approach to controlling the putrid smell coming from millions of pounds of rotting food. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
A new opinion column says anti-marriage trends are reshaping relationships as debate continues over changing views on marriage, family, and personal fulfillment. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre, and this is the McIntyre Minute. A wreck with an 18-wheeler isn't just a bigger car crash. It's an entirely different animal. Truck drivers are regulated. Trucking companies are regulated. Maintenance logs, driving hours, black boxes, all of it matters. And here's the dirty secret. Those records don't stay available forever. In serious truck cases, evidence can disappear in days if you don't act quickly. Insurance companies for trucking outfits are aggressive, well-funded, and they're trained to shift blame immediately, sometimes before you even leave the hospital. If you're hit by a semi, this is not the time for DIY lawyering. You need someone who knows how to preserve the evidence, analyze federal trucking rules, and hold companies accountable, not just the driver. Because when a corporation puts profits over safety, the law says they need to answer for it. If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000. Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. Former Oklahoma State and NBA star Desmond Mason is facing fraud charges in Oklahoma County. Investigators allege that Mason accepted payments for artwork that was never delivered to four customers. He's now facing three counts of obtaining money by false pretense and one count involving a pattern of criminal offenses. Police say the alleged incidents happened between March of 2025 and April of this year. The case remains pending. Health experts at Integris Health are encouraging Oklahomans to take extra precautions during the stretch of extreme heat that continues across the state and beyond. Doctors report that high temperatures place added stress on the heart, especially for people with existing cardiovascular conditions. Health officials are recommending staying hydrated, limiting outdoor activity during peak heat, and taking frequent breaks in cool areas. Some heart medications can also reportedly increase sensitivity to heat, so doctors encourage exercising caution for those on those medications. Anyone who experiences heat-related symptoms should seek a cooler environment immediately. Multiple resources regarding public cooling centers are currently available online. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, at Tractor Bob's, we are here to celebrate America's 250th with our red, white, and do more discounts on Yanmar, Bad Boy, and Altos. 250 off residential mowers, 500 off commercial mowers, 1,000 off tractors, and 1,500 off construction equipment. Celebrating America together at Tractor Bob's, I-240 and Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
Hi, this is Dylan Buckingham. As a parent of two boys who have faced life-threatening health challenges, our family knows when your child is sick, everything changes. Suddenly, nothing matters more than finding hope. For our family, that hope came through the care and support made possible by the Children's Health Foundation. They're advancing research, improving treatment, and standing beside families all across Oklahoma. Because every child deserves hope, healing, and a healthy future. Join us at chfkids.com.
Hi, this is Major Meredith with the Oklahoma City Fire Department, reminding you to test alarms monthly, replace batteries if they chirp, and remember, smoke alarms should be replaced every 10 years. Make sure alarms are installed on every level of your home and near sleeping areas. For more information, go to okc.gov/fire. Residents of Oklahoma City can request free smoke alarms by visiting our website or calling 405-316-BEEP. That's 405-316-2337.
Oklahoma Turnpike Authority is doing something very unusual, asking for public input. Of course, that doesn't mean they're going to listen to it, does it? Lee Matthews with more on that as Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Freedom 96.9 continues in 30 seconds.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect a clear sky with a low of 71. Tomorrow will bring mostly sunny conditions with a steady breeze in the afternoon, reaching a high temperature of 96. Tomorrow night will be mainly clear with a low of 75. Moving on to Friday, anticipate breezy conditions with a mix of sun and clouds. Keep an eye out for a possible thunderstorm in some areas during the afternoon with the high temperature remaining at 96. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
No more to the Democrats who will collaborate and cooperate with the fascists, who will fund ICE, who will fund Israel, who will help poison the planet. Senate who will stiff workers and help bosses. We don't need those Democrats anymore. We are coming. We are unbossed. We're unbought. We're unbound. And we will become undeniable.
That is a guy named Hassan Piker. He is a full-blown, full-fledged communist. And doesn't mind saying that he's a communist. Of course, it's pretty easy to say you're a communist when you are a product of wealth and privilege. He also has, I want to say, a degree in women's studies or something stupid like that. And he's part of this class of people that is appealing to communism, I believe, because they're frustrated intellectuals. They've been promised that all they had to do was get their Ph.D. in Native Alaskan crafts or whatever in the hell it is. And that that it would all be set for them. Probably his parents, who are also professors, by the way. And so now they're seeing, oh, wait a minute, I got to work hard like everybody else does to get what I need in life, to get a house, to get a car. I got to work hard to do that. I can't just sit back as a tenured professor and let the money roll in. That's what's going on here. They're disgruntled intellectuals. And they are the epitome of the liberal elite. And, of course, they love talking about giving away free stuff and how much free stuff communism produces. There ain't no nothing free. Everybody pays for it. Anyway, he also doesn't understand civics, and that's not a surprise either. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews on The Drive. A monumental partnership between Oklahoma City, Norman, and Edmond could make it easier for people to get to and from without the hassle of wasting time on the road. I've never wasted time on the road because our road system is very efficient. The proposed one transit rail would be paid for by a penny sales tax, which simply means 1 cent on every taxable purchase would go towards this project. Okay, your prices will go up. Penny sales taxes are not new to Oklahomans. Of course not. We just had that one. We've been having them for the MAPS program. Penny sales tax have been used many times in the past several years to help improve the Paycom Center, build Scissortail Park, revitalize the Chickasha Brickdown Park, and so on. One Transit Interim Executive Director Jason Furbruck, or is it Furbruche, said that about three-quarters of a penny would go to the high-capacity transit, the commuter rail, the enhancements, and then enhancements to the bus system. So right away, they're admitting, once you get to the depot, you're going to have to take a bus to get to your final destination. He says the other quarter of the cent would go to maintaining existing infrastructure. Existing infrastructure is streets, roads, bridges, and sidewalks. The rail's estimated to cost north of $1 billion, but your penny isn't bearing the brunt of the project alone. They expect to get about half of the funding from the federal government, leveraging various competitive grants. The rail would start in North Edmond and go all the way down to South Norman, with stops at the new Thunder Arena and special event stops near OU campus, which would be convenient for game day. And I'm not buying it. I'm just not buying it. And the reason I'm not buying it is because Oklahoma is one of the most spread out cities in the United States, covering four counties. Okay? If you take a rail anywhere, you're still going to have to take a bus or something else 10 miles to where your destination is, or your home, or wherever it is you want to go. We love our cars and our highway systems. And with all these turnpikes, you see, that's the thing. With all the turnpikes, why do we need this rail? So here's a deal for you. You get one or the other. You get a rail system, or you get a turnpike, but you can't have both. Because if we're building turnpikes to do what this rail is supposed to be doing, why do we need the rail? 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. And then Oklahoma Turnpike Authority is asking for public input, speaking of turnpikes, on the future Toby Keith Expressway interchange at I-40 in Nuwala. OTA is asking for virtual feedback from the public, from those in the surrounding counties, such as Oklahoma and Cleveland County, who travel through the area regularly.
OTA says the project is one of three interstate interchanges constructed for the 28-mile-long turnpike, providing the new east-west corridor connecting I-44 and I-40 to the I-335 Kickapoo Turnpike. If we have all these turnpikes, why do we need a rail? Oh, and if they're already interstate highways, why do we have to pay for them? Because the interstate highways are already paid for, presumably by our tax dollars. The public is asked to provide input on the new infrastructure to be added at the I-40 interchange and give their thoughts on traffic flow, such as new ramp configurations, frontage road changes, and as examples. Whose houses are we going to tear down? And no, they won't even get into that because they don't even want you to know that. Feedback on how the interchange and local infrastructure improvements will impact motorists is also sought. You can go to the OTA Turnpike Authority website to express your opinion on that. Or you can just call 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews on the drive. What do you think about the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority asking for input? And do you think they would actually listen to that input? What do you think about raising a penny tax for a commuter train? And that's the thing. It's going to have to be raised in all these counties. All of the counties that it affects are going to have to vote on it. Oklahoma City County, Cleveland County. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. And also, Oklahoma City leaders are asking residents, business owners, and visitors to share their ideas in improving Klassen Boulevard as part of its Thrive on Klassen initiative. Whether you're driving around Klassen every day or own a business or simply visit its restaurants, the city's asking for input on help to shape the future of the area. Bannery Muchik-Ortiz, program planner for Plan OKC, highlighted the city's vision for the corridor. He says he wants to make it more walkable. It's a boulevard. People drive on it. The initiative is focused on creating the development plan that benefits the community and enhances the area's accessibility. The study will examine Klassen Boulevard from Northwest 10th Street to Northwest 48th, including Midtown, the Asian District, Paseo District, and Uptown 23rd. The city revealed the federal grant several years ago to create this new transit plan for the area. However, after protests in 2025 led to the cancellation of proposed bike lanes, officials are now exploring alternative ways to improve safety and accessibility. I'm glad the bike lanes were not put in. Nobody uses them. Nobody. The first step in the process, and all it does, is make it harder to turn and change lanes. The first step in the process is a community survey, which officials say is just the beginning of their outreach efforts. The survey is the first step, and then we'll ask the community, and then there's a lot more going on, a lot more to come. So I don't drive over that area very often, so I don't know that I have an opinion other than I'm not a fan of bike lanes. Most bicycle riders aren't riding within the city limits. Most bicycle riders are not using the bike lanes as a transportation hub, okay? If they don't have a car, they're going to take the bus. And then the rest of the drivers are left with this bike lane that we have to constantly watch for not only bikers, but people breaking the law and trying to pass in them. That's another thing I found in Denver. They got bike lanes everywhere that nobody uses. Why? Because they're too dangerous. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Lee Matthews and the drive. Let me see here. Earlier today, I was watching how Trump, it was an older video, it was a video from yesterday or day before. And one of the snarky reporters asked Trump, "Sir, since we're not winning the war in Iraq, are the Iraqis and the war in Iran, are the Iranians closer now to wanting to have peace?" And Trump looked her in the eye and he says, "Oh, we're not winning the war in Iran. Huh, you must know something I don't. Are you talking to the generals? Are you talking to the Pentagon?" "Well, no, sir. I mean, blah, blah, blah." "Of course you're not, because you're fake news. You're making stuff up as you go."
You don't know that we're not winning the war in Iran. And then he moved on to another reporter. And it got me thinking. Trump has the most interesting way to handle the press any president in history has ever had. Most presidents have done it the traditional way. Okay, I will go and give a press conference in the press room and take questions, and I'll give him so much time, and then we'll move on. The attitude seems to be, we have a First Amendment right, the press has a job to do, I as president am not going to get in that way, no matter what they say about me. But Trump's attitude is completely different. Trump's attitude seems to be, I know you're trying to market content, so I'm going to give it to you. So much, so fast, so rapid fire, and I'm going to correct you when you're wrong. You're not going to be able to keep up, nor do you have time to spin it as you please. I really believe that this is his attitude. This is his strategy. Give so much to them that they don't have time to spin it because they're too busy moving on to the next topic because he's having another press conference or he's inviting them into another conference. Instead of ostracizing the press and keeping them out, he brings them to the forefront. He lets them in and hit them with everything they've got, calls them out when they're wrong, keeps them guessing what he's going to do next. He dares them to keep up with him. I really do believe that he's looking at the press and he's saying, all right, you spent 8 years slobbering all over Obama and never asking him tough questions. And you refused to report what he was really doing. Then you spent 4 years ignoring Joe Biden's dementia and the fact that he wasn't having any meetings and that he wasn't having any press conferences. I'm going to give you the exact opposite. I'm going to give you unlimited access. I'm going to bring you into every meeting. I'm going to bring you into every caucus. I'm one-on-one, whatever it is. I'm going to answer all your questions. I'm going to fly you on my plane anywhere, everywhere, and I'm going to pepper you with answers. And by the way, when you come on the plane, you are trapped with me, and I'm not going to let you sleep. I'm going to give you so much information, you're not going to be able to stop. And you will either be too exhausted to spend the information, or you will be begging your editor to be reassigned. I think Caitlin Collins of CNN is at that point. I saw an interview with her on some podcast, and she says, you don't want to be on Air Force One. You don't want to be on Air Force One as a reporter. Because Trump never sleeps. And he doesn't let you sleep. At any given time, he's going to walk through the cabin and it turns into a press conference. Or if he wants to talk to you one-on-one, he will wake you up and make you go talk to him one-on-one. I think that's his strategy. He's got boundless energy. Why don't you? There have been many presidents that have wanted to handle the press the way Donald Trump is handling them. None of them have had the energy. None of them, and actually, honestly, none of them have had the press attack them like they have been attacking Trump. You really have, at least in my lifetime, I've not seen it. I read Ulysses S. Grant wanted many in the press to be brought up for treason because they were reporting the news of the Civil War, but in so doing, they were telling the Confederacy what was going on, drawing out maps, drawing up illustrations of what the battle looked like and where the guns were placed. And that was too close for comfort for Ulysses S. Grant. So he thought about suspending the First Amendment in his administration when we're at war. He didn't do it because there never was any war in his administration when he became president. But as general, that he hated that, and he hated the press. He would have loved to be able to handle this the way Trump's handling the press.
And the press can't attack him for not giving them access because they've got 24/7 access. They can't attack him for not answering their questions because he answers their questions. And if the answer to the question is, I can't tell you that, they have to understand that. If he doesn't like the snarkiness of the question, he'll tell you. No. Oh, you know something I don't as president of the United States? You've been talking to the Joint Chiefs of Staff? That's funny. They didn't tell me that. They're telling me we're winning the Iranian war. Of course that's what you're saying because you're fake news. And so he calls them out when they manipulate the data and when they try to spin the information and when they try to market the content into something other than what it is. We've never had a president do this. I don't know that we ever will moving forward because it takes a lot of energy. And he's got it. I think a lot of it has to do with that he doesn't drink. He eats reasonably well. And he's got a lot of longevity in his family. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. What do you think? It's Lee Matthews and The Drive on Freedom 96.9 Oklahoma's Talk Radio. It's enough to drive you mad. All the phone calls, all the emails, all the texts. If you were born in 1961, you're getting them. And I know you're getting them. And I've got the relief coming your way. Nope, it's not a little pink bottle. Nor is it something that works gently overnight. It is a phone call to Well Preserved Advisory Group, and that is Eunice Corey and her crew, 405-848-5790. They will get you set up for Medicare, and they will do it in a way that will be efficient, quick, friendly, gentle, fast-acting. And they also will – I'm trying to pick all the advertising-isms you hear from these guys. Anyway, she will take care of that for you, and it'll be a plan that is constructed and will work for you. And if there's any blanks along the way, she'll fill those in. Well-Preserved Advisory Group, recommended by more advisory groups in America than any other advisory group. Batteries not included. 405-848-5790. 405-848-5790. Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
July at Cimarron Casino. Get fired up when you sit down for fun and excitement during Hot Seat Heat Wave. Thursdays in July, 6 to 9 p.m., you could be selected to win one of 8 Hot Seat drawings where you can win up to $250 free play on July 2nd and cash prizes that double each week up to $4,000 based on your card tier. Summer's getting hot, but you can play it cool with Hot Seat Heat Wave only at Cimarron Casino, where every day is payday.
Hey, it's Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture. If chronic pain is keeping you from living your best life, I want to help. At Be Well Acupuncture, we create personalized treatment plans to relieve pain from neuropathy, arthritis, sciatica, and more without relying on endless medications. My goal is to help you feel better, move easier, and get back to doing what you love with the people you love. Life's too short to sit on the sidelines. Schedule your free consultation at BeWellOKC.com and let's get you to feeling good again.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
It's Eric Erickson. Listen to me live weekdays on Freedom 96.9 from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. as we dive into the headlines of the day, give you all the breaking news as it happens, give you some analysis into what's happening, my opinion, and also take your phone calls at 877-973-7425 right here on Freedom 96.9 as we spread freedom across the great state of Oklahoma 5 days a week.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
These are very, mostly 85% of the Democratic socialists are white, and they're affluent, and they're just angry that they live in these enclaves and they can't afford a condo or a lifestyle they think their education has should have guaranteed them.
And Victor Davis Hanson, political commenter and journalist, agrees with me. On Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. Lee Matthews and The Drive, resetting the scene. Oklahoma Turnpike Authority is asking for feedback. Probably will ignore it, but what do you think? Also, what do you think about raising taxes for a commuter train? I think that would be a waste of money. How about we build the jail first, then we worry about commuter trains? Kevin is in Jones. Thank you for hanging on, Kevin.
Yes, hi, Lee. Hey, I wanted to talk a little bit about what I've seen here with the president over this part of his term and his first term. You know, something I've been around for 60-plus years, I hate to admit, but in that time, you know, we've seen a lot of elections and I've seen a lot of divisiveness during the election and, you know, people of one side or the other, who they're going to vote for, what they think about the different ideas that the different candidates have. And one thing that I've noticed is, you know, after somebody's elected, I think the divisiveness seems to go away. And I think the reason it really hasn't for Trump is most of the presidents we've seen in the past make all these promises and have all these ideas during the election. And when they get in office, they don't do a damn thing. And so everybody kind of forgets about everything they said. And they don't worry about the divisiveness anymore because they really aren't doing anything for 4 years. And that's the one place where Trump differs. All these people that had that divisiveness during the elections, obviously that's carried over to his term because pretty much everything he said he's going to do, he's been trying to do.
And then some.
A lot of people off.
And then some. he never said he was going to bomb Iran when he got into office, but here he is doing it. He never said he was going to solve the Middle East peace problem. Here he is doing it.
Well, he did say he was going to make sure that Iran never got their hands on a nuclear weapon.
True.
He's doing the best that they can to ensure that. And, you know, that's a lot of what a lot of people – I really think that his presidency wouldn't be so divisive and there wouldn't be so much divisiveness if he wasn't doing so much.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that's what we've seen in the past. And I hope that doesn't change. I can deal with a little bit of divisiveness and some people not being happy with what he is doing when he's doing so much.
Well, and I saw plenty of divisiveness when Obama was president, and a lot of it was because conservatives were not happy and disagreed politically with Obama. But I did not see the media trying to make hay out of it as much as they are with Trump. Oh, Trump's trying to divide us. He's trying to divide us. No, he's not. If anything, he's uniting us. It was Obama that was constantly trying to divide us, insulting anybody who didn't agree with him, and calling them deplorables and whatnot.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the things I disagree with Trump on is a lot of times he gets a little bit abusive might be the word to use with some of his commentary.
He's a street fighter. He's a street fighter. He's got street smarts. He's from New York, and he's got that New York attitude. I've known a lot of people from New York that have that attitude. And the one thing I like about it is you always know where they stand. They're never hiding anything from you, ever.
I will give him that.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, Lee. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Kevin. Glad you're listening to Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. Let's see. Are some teachers' unions protecting sexual predators? We were going to get into that coming up. Some more emails to get to as well. Texas fining hospitals that encourage natal tourism. Natal tourism is when pregnant women come into the country to have their babies, and we'll get into that, too, on Freedom 96.9.
KQOB in Oklahoma City.
Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. Dell City Police searching for a 23-year-old suspect wanted for rape and burglary. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Department of Health Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. says the cyclospora outbreak is under control.
His announcement comes as thousands of people in the U.S. have gotten sick from the parasite, with most experiencing severe diarrhea. The Food and Drug Administration had linked the outbreak to shredded iceberg lettuce from a Taylor Farms facility in Mexico. Mexican health authorities, however, said their own investigation didn't find evidence that the outbreak originated there. The majority of the cases have been reported in Michigan, where more than 6,500 cases have been reported. I'm Michael Kastner.
A Trump administration lawsuit could make college much more expensive for thousands of California students by ending in-state tuition and financial aid for undocumented students.
Community college costs could go up tenfold, and UC tuition could nearly quadruple if the lawsuit succeeds. The Trump administration says California's policy is illegal because federal law bans states from giving tuition breaks to undocumented students unless the same is offered to out-of-state U.S. citizens. California officials say the law already covers U.S. citizens, as it covers students who went to high school in California regardless of immigration status, and say the lawsuit should be dismissed. A federal judge will soon decide if the case goes forward. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
The first full trailer for the next Avengers film is out.
Everything that they sacrificed will be for nothing. If we do not stand together, we are going to need a miracle.
Avengers Doomsday will see much of the original cast return as the superhero team goes up against the supervillain Dr. Doom. To mark the trailer's release, Disney released tickets for the first showings at Infinity Vision certified theaters. Avengers Doomsday hits theaters December the 18th. This will be the first Avengers film since 2019's Avengers Endgame. Fans can buy their tickets now. I'm Mark Mayfield.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
No matter who we are or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's obvious physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
I knew that I had to get support, not just for me, but for the sake of my wife and kids.
Talking about it has helped me feel more like myself again.
Honestly, it was hard to open up at first, but it's changed my life for the better.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at maketheconnection.net.
A heated exchange.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. Police in Del City continue searching for 23-year-old Elvis Morales, who was wanted on multiple warrants. Officers say he fled after being recognized near I-40 and Southeast 15th Street recently. Court records show he's wanted in connection with a burglary case, and first-degree rape charges were filed Monday. Police ask anyone with information to contact authorities as the search continues. Oklahoma City police used a drone to help arrest burglary suspects at U.S. Grant High School recently, with investigators reporting the drone tracked a suspect riding a scooter and captured video of him tossing a gun hidden inside a pair of shoes. Officers recovered the firearm and located the suspects. Police say the tech has helped them safely recover evidence and make the arrests. The OTA is seeking public input on the planned Toby Keith Expressway interchange on I-40. The project is part of the larger Oklahoma City Outer Loop and will connect major highways and turnpikes in the area. Officials asked drivers for feedback on traffic flow and local road improvements, with the online comment period running through August 21st. Comments can be submitted through the Access Oklahoma website. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, it's Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture. If chronic pain is keeping you from living your best life, I want to help. At Be Well Acupuncture, we create personalized treatment plans to relieve pain from neuropathy, arthritis, sciatica, and more without relying on endless medications. My goal is to help you feel better, move easier, and get back to doing what you love with the people you love. Life's too short to sit on the sidelines. Schedule your free consultation at BeWellOKC.com and let's get you to feeling good again.
Oh, here we go again. More talk about a commuter train. Oh, and raising taxes to do it. Could we please build a jail first? Lee Matthews with more on that coming up as the drive continues in 30 seconds on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom
weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect a clear sky with a low of 71. Tomorrow will bring mostly sunny conditions with a steady breeze in the afternoon, reaching a high temperature of 96. Tomorrow night will be mainly clear with a low of 75. Moving on to Friday, anticipate breezy conditions with a mix of sun and clouds. Keep an eye out for a possible thunderstorm in some areas during the afternoon, with a high temperature remaining at 96. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
Freedom 96.9 is the only station in Oklahoma dedicated to making sure freedom rings. From Brian Kilmeade to Eric Erickson, from Dana Lash to Lee Matthews, we spotlight the stories and the people that impact your freedom. So, set a button and tell a friend. Download our app so you can tell the world that there's a station in Oklahoma City where freedom is so important, we made it our name. The new Freedom 96.9. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Resetting the scene, we started the show with a song. I don't know, just because sometimes you need a song. All right? Lighten the mood. Lighten things up. And after all, it's Wednesday. We're going to Bible study. Probably going to sing there, too. So, you know. Oklahoma Turnpike Authority is doing something unusual, asking for public input.
Doesn't mean they'll listen to it, though, does it? Yeah.
And they never do. Here we go, more talk about a commuter train and raising taxes to do it. I think, look, let's build our jail before we start raising taxes on stuff we don't need. We don't need a commuter rail. We had one when we didn't have roads. You know why it went away? Because we got roads. Oklahoma City and the whole metro of Oklahoma City spans over four counties. It's one of the more widespread municipalities of a million plus people in the United States. We love our cars because we always have, going back to the days of Route 66, which runs right through the heart of town. We love our cars because they get us where we need to go, and we built ours because we are a young city and a young state compared to the other states and compared to the other cities. We were able to do it right, and we had the room to do it right, and we didn't have the geographical obstacles many cities have, whether it be mountains, blocking expansion, an ocean blocking expansion, a river blocking expansion, or worse, a river and an ocean right next to each other blocking expansion. That's the problem with Washington, D.C. There's the river, the Potomac River, blocking expansion, and then there's the Atlantic Ocean right there. They need a light rail. They need a metro because of 4 million people in that crammed little place. Driving is very difficult. New York City, same thing. Chicago, crammed up in between the Illinois River and Lake Michigan. Milwaukee, not so much. Smaller in population and had room to grow to the west. And because we built our city on a city grid, north, south, east, west, and we don't have a lot of one-way streets, there's always an alternate route if there is a traffic jam. So we don't really have traffic problems. We've got a few, but nothing like the big cities have. So I don't think we need and here's the other thing. We're building turnpikes every which way you can because of traffic, to keep traffic flowing. Why do we need a light rail or a commuter rail? Your thoughts, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. What do you think about raising taxes for a commuter train? Oklahoma Turnpike Authority asking for feedback. I also told you some of my theories about how Trump is handling the press. I really do think that Trump's strategy when handling the press is to exhaust them, run them ragged, overload their system with information so they can't spin it. They don't have time to spin it. And then the reporters that work in the press corps at these various news agencies get tired. And I'm working 24/7, 365. I can't do this the whole time. And if that's what you want, you need to go hire somebody else. So please get me off the White House detail. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. And our teachers' unions hiding sexual predators. We'll get into that coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. There is nothing wrong with wanting to keep the money you earn. I don't know what it is about some of the leftists that think that that is bad. And that if you have worked hard and earned your money, for some strange reason, you should not be able to keep that money. And that's where Capital comes in. McGuire Capital, Michael McGuire, he is my friend. He will be your friend, too, because that's how he does business. He wants to be friends with the people with whom he does business. So he'll sit down with you and he'll go over maybe an hour, hour and a half. And he'll talk over things with you and learn things about you and learn what your goals are, whether it's $500, $5,000, $5 million. I'm about to look at my quarterly statement of my IRA with McGuire Capital, and I can't wait because the market has just been great lately, which means my money is growing faster and better than ever before. God, I love you, compounded interest. Michael McGuire of McGuire Capital, and I love you too, Michael McGuire. 405, not in the Philos way, not in the Eros way. Well, it is in the Philos way, the brotherly way, not the erotic way. But anyway, 405-760-5863, red light is off. Good. That means my lovely wife's not listening. McGuireCap.com. McGuireCap.com. 6632 Northwest 39th. Downtown Bethany. 405-760-5863. Keep the money you earn.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
If it's neuropathy and chronic pain that you have, you can trust your wellness to Modus Health and their highly trained team. At Modus Health, they're experts in massage, chiropractic care, and physical therapy, and can tackle everything from neuropathy to chronic pain. Serving Oklahoma and beyond, they're here to ease your pain, boost your mobility, and support your health with personalized care. Visit ModusHealth.com for a free consultation. Modus Health, Oklahoma's choice for feeling your best, naturally and effectively. ModusHealth.com.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us DiscountGarageDoor.com.
It's a massive selection of pistols, rifles, suppressors, optics, ammo, archery, and one of the largest safe inventories in the state. It's Lee Matthews talking about H&H Shooting Sports, loaded with new arrivals and red-hot monthly deals happening right now, and all of the extra equipment to go with it. And don't just buy it, shoot it. Test the firearms in their huge indoor ranges. Then grab a legendary burger at the 4U Cafe. H&H Shooting Sports, just off I-40 and Meridian, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom, and you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. That's
Freedom 96.9, accurate weather forecast, calls for partly cloudy tonight, low 71. Not as hot tomorrow, 96 the high. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 71 for the low. Friday, high of 96. Saturday, high of 100. Sunday, 102. 93 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. I have a Brent Swadley update. Earlier this week, he was supposed to have been sentenced for his fraud conviction. He's been convicted of keeping two sets of books while contracting with a contract for providing food services for the state parks of Oklahoma. And he was headed back to the Oklahoma County Courthouse earlier this morning for his sentencing, but a new twist has threatened to delay the hearing again. Swadley was found guilty for 6 felony counts, including conspiracy to defraud the state. The case centers on money and invoices tied to Swadley's Foggy Bottom Kitchens, which operated in the state parks across Oklahoma. The indictment alleged that Swadley's Foggy Bottom Kitchen maintained two separate sets of invoices. One set contained the original invoices received and paid by the company, and then the other set, according to the indictment, contained fraudulent invoices billed to the Oklahoma Department of Tourism. After the jury's verdict, he was taken to the Oklahoma County Detention Center, where he remained until a couple of weeks ago when he was moved to the Grady County Detention Center. In recent weeks, his defense team has accused the Oklahoma Attorney General's office of illegally intercepting their phone calls, violating his Sixth Amendment. Last week, a judge dismissed that claim, saying that it's the defendant's responsibility to safeguard conversations and that if a phone call is being recorded, you know it's not private. The judge also denied Swadley's request to be released on an appeal bond, meaning he would remain in custody until the sentencing. This is what I think he should have been. He should have been granted. He should have been granted an ankle bracelet, a monitoring device, or something along those lines. This crime is not murder. This crime is not a crime where somebody lost their life. On Wednesday morning, Swadley and his defense team headed back to court. Just before the sentencing hearing could begin, Swadley requested that Oklahoma County District Judge Susan Stallings recuse herself from the case. Good. This woman doesn't sound like she sounds to me like she has an axe to grind against Swadley for whatever reason. At that point, the judge asked if he understood what he was truly asking, adding that the process could take months. In the meantime, Swadley would wait in the county jail until the process could continue. He said he asked Judge Stallings to recuse at this point in the case. She declined to do that, so the next step is to file a formal motion for recusal, which has already been done. Until that's decided, the case won't move forward, an attorney said. As a result, the sentencing has been delayed again. Swadley's attorneys released a statement saying that they want to recuse Judge Stallings, not to delay, but after careful consideration and deliberation of the facts. It's not something we're taking lightly, but serious concerns were raised at the last hearing, and I should say that they were, such as relying on post-verdict juror statements for ruling and prohibiting cross-examination of a former colleague. And that must be addressed before we can go any further in the case. Constitutional rights have been implicated, and we need to make sure that we have a fair and neutral process to hear these serious issues in the case. They went on to say they look forward to litigating these issues and to protect Mr. Swadley's rights. So I agree. And I bet, you know what, that's a small price to pay to get what might be a time-served sentence or a probation sentence or a sentence that's not going to have him locked up in the federal pen. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. On Freedom 96.9, it's Lee Matthews on the drive. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
Hi, this is Ron in Oklahoma City.
Hello, Ron. Good to hear from you, sir.
I'm calling about Swadley, mm-hmm. I guess. And, you know, I didn't know much about Swadley before all this came up. And, you know, but I've been listening to everything. And it seems to me that, he probably is not as big of a deal as we might think it might be. But honestly, he may be having some situations where he's being treated unfairly, but if this were an average Joe who was in jail for the same thing, wouldn't they be getting treated like this as well?
I don't think they would because we're not talking about billions of dollars of fraud here. We're not talking about billions of dollars. More fraud has been committed by the supplemental nutrition programs in other states where you're talking $9 and $10 billion of fraud. I mean, this wasn't even that much if it was fraudulent. And I mean, who is to say, okay, you turn in an invoice for what the state owes you, and the state knows it's on a 60, 90, maybe even 120-day billing cycle, so you are aware of that, and so you send another invoice the next cycle and tack on a late fee because it's late, and the bureaucracy continues and continues, and then finally you just say, okay, I'm going to send yet another bill because they still haven't paid this bill. Now, I can see that happening. Now, Brent Swadley has built quite a little empire of restaurants, and they are very successful. And I don't know about you, but I've been to them quite a bit, and he does not have any consistency problems. He doesn't seem to have any problems with cleanliness, because I've never seen any charges against him for anything like, you know, cutting corners when he prepares the food, cutting corners when it comes to the equipment that is used. So I don't understand why, if he did this on purpose, he would have. He's a millionaire several times over with this restaurant. He didn't need to be doing this state contract. I think it was just trying. He was just trying to extend his businesses. But I mean, it wasn't like he went out there and conspired to do this whole thing. I think it's just bad bookkeeping at worst.
Well, you know, that may be the case. You know, but you know, the legal system works slowly. Anybody mm-hmm. who's been in the legal system from a criminal perspective, you know, it mm-hmm. just the wheels turn slowly. And it sounds to me like he's trying to use his money and person, you know, his fame, I guess, mm-hmm. to, you know, circumvent the legal system. If he truly should be free, it will happen at some point. You know, it's just, it takes time. I have seen scenarios.
Well, I agree about that. And I don't believe he should be doing time in the county jail. I think he should have been either released on his own recognizance or released with some sort of monitoring device. That's usually what with a white-collar crime like this.
My understanding is that if he's getting sentenced, you know, until he is sentenced, that he's required to be in a county jail. You don't go to federal prison or state prison.
Okay, well, all right. That was my ignorance of the situation, my legal ignorance of the situation.
That's why it's a
county. The other thing is that he pushed for this trial. He wanted this to happen. Because he wanted to be vindicated. He wanted to show that the state's bureaucracy was a mess, and that it was because of the state's bureaucracy that it was a mess that he was in this situation. So it's not like it occurred to him that he would get a guilty verdict come down his way.
Yeah, and on appeal, it might get overturned, sort of thing. But it has to go through the process. He can't circumvent it. And it just seems to me that with all of this, it sounds like he's trying to circumvent it.
Well, if I were him and I had a bunch of favors to call in, I would. I'm just telling you that. So,
Well, I guess, you know, that whole thing was hit also in the media where, you know, with the DUI with the lady.
Right.
You know, where.
Stitt did that, without batting an eye.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So, you know, it probably just is.
And she was only going to do 8 months.
Side of caution. Erring on the side of caution, what they're doing.
Thank you very much, Ron. I appreciate you listening and calling in to Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. Got a social media post from Mindy. She's a loyal listener, and she was saying how she is shopping for a new car and how she is amazed at how many more features there are available on new cars these days, and that she is a little reluctant to pay $20,000 to $30,000 for a gasoline-powered computer that's going to tell you how to drive. Well, unfortunately, that is the way some of the features have gone, but Frontier Auto Group, I tell you, will make sure that you are shopping and not wasting your time on something you don't want. They will make sure that you get the car you do want, and they can get it for you within 24 hours, no matter what the make or model or color or options are. Give them a call at 405-262-3355, 405-262-3355. So, Mindy, if you're listening, I hope you'll give them a call or go by their office. They've got all of them. They've got Chevy, Chrysler, Ram, Dodge, and Jeep. So they got you covered no matter what it is you want, a truck or a car or an SUV or a four-wheel drive. Got local financing. That'll be heavenly. And they're just minutes from Oklahoma City and wherever you are, El Reno's Auto Alley. And let me see, Mindy, yes, you're closer to him than I am. El Reno's, just off El Reno's Auto Alley, just off the Route 66 roundabout. Frontier Auto Group, Frontier Auto Group, frontiermotor.net, the website. Check it out.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
For more than 40 years, John, Megan, the Vance family, and everyone at Vance Auto Group has offered superior service, the lowest prices, and now from Ram Trucks, America's best powertrain warranty, 10 years or 100,000 miles. Ram Trucks at Vance in Guthrie.
John, Vance Auto Group.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app. Freedom's First News.
Hey, it's Aaron Brillbeck, host of Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Coming up on your Friday Eve, we'll hit on all the news and headlines you may have missed while you slept. We'll also take your calls and comments and, of course, your dad joke of the day. We've got a lot to talk about. It all starts at 7 o'clock on Thursday morning on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News, weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
96.9 AccuWeather, the forecast is calling for partly cloudy tonight, low 71. Not as hot tomorrow, high of 96. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy for the low, and partly cloudy, low 71. Friday, high of 96. Saturday, high of 100. Sunday, high of 102. So we're back into triple digits by the weekend. It is 93 degrees right now. At Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Lee Matthews in the drive, 405-608-4377. So another delay in the Swadley's trial and the Swadley's sentencing. And CJ is in Oklahoma City. Thanks for hanging on.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Lee.
Sure.
Hey, I may have this wrong, but it seems like you're a little bit sticking up for this guy, and I don't know why. And if you let me explain, I'll explain what I mean. Brent Swadley, this guy, you know, professes his belief in God and all these Christian values. He has it posted. He walks around with it on his shoulder, and then he does business practice like this. And what this is, he was given this contract with the state. He didn't have to fight for it, bid on it. He was given this sweetheart deal, and then he goes. And it was proven in court he commits fraud, which it wasn't bad bookkeeping. And you're right, it wasn't billions of dollars, but I don't know if that's the benchmark. If you rip off billions, it's worse than ripping off millions or whatever it is. But you're right, he didn't need the money, but he still did it because he was greed and he thought that he deserved it. He was given a sweetheart deal, he took advantage of it, and he hides behind God. And now he's upset because he's in jail. If you ask me, he's right where he needs to be. Now, does he need to go to hardcore prison with the big boys and Big Mac? No, I don't think so. But something needs to happen.
I'm running out of time as we get close to the break here. But and in fact, I don't have time to explain why I am indeed kind of sticking up for him. But I'll do that in just a minute. And I was not at the trial, and I have not seen the trial evidence. I was not in the jury. So what you say has merit. I'm not discounting what you say. This very well may be a case of, okay, I've got this sweetheart deal, and these idiots over at the state are not going to keep track of anything, so I'm just going to go for broke. That's entirely possible. I can easily see that scenario happening. Let me tell you in another 4 minutes here after we get through the news why I feel the way I do about how he's being treated on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. The House has rejected an amendment to the defense spending bill that would ban transgender Americans from serving in the military.
The amendment was sponsored by Colorado Republican Lauren Boebert and would have codified President Trump's executive order calling for transgender individuals to be excluded from military service. On Tuesday, the House voted mostly along party lines to reject the amendment, with four Republicans siding with Democrats. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Queen is launching a vintage poster series.
The collection features replica vintage Queen posters, with the first installment featuring four posters. Each poster features an official Queen embossed stamp and is $50. They're available for pre-order now and will ship on August 15th. More information can be found at Queen's official online store. I'm Mark Nefield.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre, and this is the McIntyre Minute. A wreck with an 18-wheeler isn't just a bigger car crash. It's an entirely different animal. Truck drivers are regulated. Trucking companies are regulated. Maintenance logs, driving hours, black boxes, all of it matters. And here's the dirty secret. Those records don't stay available forever. In serious truck cases, evidence can disappear in days if you don't act quickly. Insurance companies for trucking outfits are aggressive, well-funded, and they're trained to shift blame immediately, sometimes before you even leave the hospital. If you're hit by a semi, this is not the time for DIY lawyering. You need someone who knows how to preserve the evidence, analyze federal trucking rules, and hold companies accountable, not just the driver. Because when a corporation puts profits over safety, the law says they need to answer for it.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. Police in Del City continue searching for 23-year-old Elvis Morales, who was wanted on multiple warrants. Officers say he fled after being recognized near I-40 and Southeast 15th Street recently. Court records show he's wanted in connection with a burglary case, and first-degree rape charges were filed Monday. Police ask anyone with information to contact authorities as the search continues. Oklahoma City police used a drone to help arrest burglary suspects at U.S. Grant High School recently, with investigators reporting the drone tracked a suspect riding a scooter and captured video of him tossing a gun hidden inside a pair of shoes. Officers recovered the firearm and located the suspects. Police say the tech has helped them safely recover evidence and make the arrests. The OTA is seeking public input on the planned Toby Keith Expressway interchange on I-40. The project is part of the larger Oklahoma City Outer Loop and will connect major highways and turnpikes in the area. Officials asked drivers for feedback on traffic flow and local road improvements, with the online comment period running through August 21st. Comments can be submitted through the Access Oklahoma website. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, it's Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture. If chronic pain is keeping you from living your best life, I want to help. At Be Well Acupuncture, we create personalized treatment plans to relieve pain from neuropathy, arthritis, sciatica, and more without relying on endless medications. My goal is to help you feel better, move easier, and get back to doing what you love with the people you love. Life's too short to sit on the sidelines. Schedule your free consultation at BeWellOKC.com and let's get you to feeling good again.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
It's Ricky with Cars for You at 11601 Northeast 10th Street in Choctaw, next to Nakoma Park Elementary School. We're a family-owned company. We offer oil changes, brake work, AC work, tune-ups, and more. We also offer a guarantee all work for 1 year. Our mechanics have 35 years of experience. Call Cars for You and ask for Ricky at 405-600-8332. Or stop by at 11601 Northeast 10th Street in Choctaw. Enter to win a free oil change by calling Ricky at Cars for You at 405-600-8332. Online at carsforyou.shop.
Are some teachers' unions protecting sexual predators?
Well, it wouldn't surprise me, as woke and as DEI have they become. Oh, we can't let these poor people be arrested. It's not their fault they have a weird sexual perversion. More coming up as the drive continues in 30 seconds on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect a clear sky with a low of 71. Tomorrow will bring mostly sunny conditions with a steady breeze in the afternoon, reaching a high temperature of 96. Tomorrow night will be mainly clear with a low of 75. Moving on to Friday, anticipate breezy conditions with a mix of sun and clouds. Keep an eye out for a possible thunderstorm in some areas during the afternoon, with the high temperature remaining at 96. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
Are going to be able to do it, but they need to have leadership. When will you show leadership?
Why don't you show some leadership and stand up for your fellow Democrats who won't fund the troops, who stand and play partisan politics while you don't give us the money? You want to stand up here and talk about the troops? You won't show any political courage to actually fund our department because you have Trump derangement syndrome and can't actually commit to anything meaningful.
And that is Pete Hegseth in a fight with Senator Gary Peters about whether or not to fund the military. And Peters kept trying to make it sound like Hegseth didn't have an end game, an end plan, which is why he was yelling so hard and trying to keep Hegseth from answering. Hegseth threw it right back in his face and completely turned those tables. You want me to show courage? How about you show courage and stand up against your Democrats about defunding the military? 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, on Freedom 96.9 with Lee Matthews and The Drive. And I had an interesting call going into the break there from CJ, and he was saying that I was sticking up for Brent Swadley. We learned earlier today that Brent Swadley's sentencing, which was supposed to have happened earlier today, has been delayed again because they've made a formal request for the judge in the previous case to be recused. They had already asked her to recuse herself. She did not recuse herself, and so now they're pushing a formal request to be recused. They believe she violated his Sixth Amendment right when he was being recorded in the jail and did not know it. Now, CJ was asking me why I was sticking up for Brent Swadley, and that Brent Swadley is one of these guys that goes around professing his Christianity and got this very sweetheart deal from the state and then just decided he was going to go crazy. And while the state was not paying attention, he was just going to milk it for all he's got. That is an entirely possible scenario. The character of the man that I personally met when I interviewed Brent Swadley for a different charitable event that he was hosting and being a part of, did not strike me as that type of man. And I interviewed him twice for this particular issue. And this was a long time ago. You know, this was before the trial had even started, and I was still working over there. But he did not strike me as the type of guy that was trying to bilk the state for all it had. He did give me the impression that the state's bureaucracy and management of those restaurants and those state, well, he was supposed to be setting up restaurants in all of the state parks, and he was telling me that the bureaucracy was such a headache, he wasn't getting paid for anything. So he kept invoicing, hoping that somebody would wake up and start paying the bills. Well, that's what they tried to get him nailed on, was overbilling. When in fact, he was just, the way I heard it from him, over-invoicing. But again, I wasn't in the jury's room, and I didn't see all the evidence. So I could be completely misjudging the guy. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. He struck me as not the type of guy who needed to bilk the state. He struck me as the type of guy that was frustrated with how badly that particular division of the state tourism board, it's since been fixed, but at that time when he was doing business with them, he was frustrated at how lousy it was to do business with them because he couldn't get paid. And after a while, he couldn't continue the project because he wasn't getting paid. Marie, you are where, if anywhere?
I'm in Jones, but it's actually Lori, and I spoke to you yesterday.
Oh, okay, Lori, I'm sorry. Yes,
Yeah, about the judge and the Sixth Amendment rights being violated.
Yeah.
And that was going on. This judge definitely needs to be recused. And as I was speaking to you yesterday, I said to you, you asked me something, and I said to you, I had sat in on one hearing. Well, I actually sat in on two,
mm-hmm.
and people need to be there, and they need to hear, and they need to see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And as a Christian, I wanted to clear that up because I was in more than one hearing. The first one was just a few minutes, and off it went. But I wanted to correct that. But people need to see. They need to see. They need to, it's just like you're talking about this white collar crime and he shouldn't be on an ankle monitor and all that stuff. She has treated him like he's a cop killer.
Yeah.
It's horrible. And so I just want people need to know that.
Did you get? I mean, maybe they didn't get as deep into the weeds on the whole case in the hearing you were attending. But did you get the idea that the character of this guy is the guy that he was? I'm going to grab as much money as I can from the state.
Well, I tell you what, I really get out of it is somebody has an axe to grind with a lot of it.
That's what it sounds like to me. It sounds to me like, and I don't know if that's Gettner Drummond or what, because he was the one who pressed the case. He was the one that called for the audit and so on. And maybe Gettner Drummond was mad that this businessman was billing and billing and billing again because he wasn't getting paid. And maybe he thought, oh, well, he just doesn't understand what it's like to do business with the state. Well, okay, maybe the state doesn't understand how much money was going to be involved when it came to this project. They don't seem to know how much money it goes into making a turnpike. That is for damn sure.
The judge here definitely needs to recuse herself.
Yeah. Well, she isn't, and so now they formally filed for that request, and it may take several months to process. So the judge that was at the sentencing hearing this morning explained that and said, you're going to have to remain in the county jail a lot longer with this. And I think they think it's worth it. I really do believe they believe that this woman had an axe to grind and that they needed her to recuse themselves. And they were going to try to start all over again.
Well, I wish people could have been there and seen some of the testimony that I saw and the results of it.
Yeah.
Because if our judicial system truly works that way, now maybe going forward, maybe it's actually going to work itself out and it does really work. But what I saw made me feel like it didn't work.
Yeah. Well, and then you turn around and you see cases like the DWI that the governor was going to commute the sentence of the woman was only going to serve like 8 months because of her third or fourth DWI, and he got her off. Okay, well, I mean, I think the DWI is a far more serious case because somebody could have died. Brent Swadley did not embezzle billions of dollars or even millions of dollars. I don't think he embezzled even any money because he never got paid. He was just trying to get paid. From what I understand. But thank you for your perspective again, Lori and Jones. On Freedom 96.9, it's Lee Matthews, 405-608-4377. If you were born in 1961, congratulations, you've outlived a lot of people. I'm sorry. That's kind of a backhanded compliment, I know. But it is kind of depressing when you sit back. Okay, let's not be a downer here. It's Lee Matthews for the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. Let's put it this way, okay? I think this was Mark Twain's quote. Never gripe about growing old because it's only awarded to a few people. And so when you do get to a certain age, you are eligible for Medicare, and you don't need me telling you that. You don't need Eunice Corey of Well-Preserved Advisory Group telling you that because you got plenty of other people telling you that via fax, I don't know if that's fax anymore, but mail, text, email, calls. Don't be confused by any of it. call the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790. They'll come out, talk to you in person, set you up with a plan that works especially for you regarding Medicare and anything else that needs to go along with it. Call the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, the sweetest-smelling advisory group in the world. Or is that Eunice's perfume? Or is that the ever-so-pheromoned sweat oozing out of the pores of her son? 405-848-5790, the Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, at Tractor Bob's, we are here to celebrate America's 250th with our red, white, and do more discounts on Yanmar, Bad Boy, and Altos. 250 off residential mowers, 500 off commercial mowers, 1,000 off tractors, and 1,500 off construction equipment. Celebrating America together at Tractor Bob's, I-240 and Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
Question: what new full-size trucks have the best powertrain warranty in America? Answer: new Ram trucks. They now come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. That's a very long time. So, where can you find that new Ram truck? Answer: VanceAutoGroup.com. Vance has a plethora of new Ram trucks at their dealership in Guthrie, only 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35. Vance also has dealerships in Miami and Woodward. John, Megan, and the rest of the Vance family invite you to enjoy a better kind of buying experience, one with superior service, the lowest prices, and a Ram powertrain warranty good for 10 years or 100,000 miles. Find out more by going to VanceAutoGroup.com or stop by Vance Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram.
With approved credit, see dealer for Ram warranty.
John Vance
set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about this station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com.
Freedom 96.9 AccuWeather forecast is calling for partly cloudy skies tonight. A low of 71. We'll see not as hot weather tomorrow with a high of 96. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, 71 for the low. Friday, high of 96. Saturday, high of 100. Sunday, high of 102. Triple digits into the weekend. It's 93 right now at Freedom 96.9. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. Tom is in Moore. Hello, Tom. Good to hear from you.
Hi, Lee. Thanks. Were you there when Mark Shannon was on the old station?
Yes, I was.
I was his
boss for about a year and a half, 2 years maybe. Yeah.
You may remember when they set about to put in the streetcars downtown, Mark Shannon had quite a bit to say about, I'll bet Tom Elmore really loves this. And I never actually talked to Mark. I never did. But through a second party, a mutual friend, I just relayed to him the message. No, I'm not for this at all.
Mm-hmm.
This is being set up by the very same people who destroyed Oklahoma City Union Station with all of its existing rail connections.
You and I've had that conversation. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
I mean, we had a magnificent rail system, far superior to Salt Lake City's,
mm-hmm.
lying on the ground. Well, I went to at the urging of a friend, I went to an Oklahoma City Council meeting to see them. They gave $7,000 to three council members to go do a technical tour of the Salt Lake City transit system. That's actually our transit system. Our money paid for it because our Congressman Ernest Istook was shuffling our transit money to Salt Lake City while he not only talked it down here, Lee, but he became Transportation Subcommittee Chairman of U.S. House Appropriations, the most powerful man in transportation funding in the world, although nobody I ever met in D.C. liked him at all.
Yeah.
If a good bill had been demagogued and shot down, they would say it had been Istooked.
Yes.
And yet he rose to this position, and he actually funded the destruction of the 12-track-wide, 8-block-long, fabulous rail yard at Oklahoma City Union Station. Lee, that terminal facility had been given gratis to Oklahoma City Transit after it was completely restored by former commercial owner Thurman Magby, who had his Zenith distributorship there. He lost his business when Penn Square collapsed and it all went down in the early 80s.
With the oil crash, yeah.
And so the Federal Transit Administration and Liberty Bank worked out a deal. It was a federal grant that covered it, and it was given to Metro Transit. And they had a couple of guys there who had laid out the plan to use existing lines at extremely low cost to get starter service established. You could have had a service from the first day from the north portal of Will Rogers World Airport to downtown. Right there. It was all there, Lee. David Holt was the mayor's assistant. I walked into his office because I'd read in the morning paper that, well, Mick Cornett is now going to be a transit guy. He's decided that he's going to support transit. And I walked in. I hadn't met his new assistant. His former assistant, Jeff Cloud, was a friend. Walked in, and here's Holt. And he meets me in the public lobby of the mayor's office, tells me I'm stupid and behind the times. You don't know it, but we're going to be down there in a couple of weeks tearing up that old eyesore, and we're not going to have to listen to you caterwaul about it anymore. And I said, well, others have tried, Mr. Holt. We'll try to stop you, too. Oh, what are you going to do? You going to do a little civil disobedience? I got 1,000 cops I'll sick on you. Well, now David Holt is God's own advocate of transit.
Yeah.
You know, in Oklahoma City, who was the governor who sat on his hands? We defeated this thing. We defeated the relocated I-40 crosstown in June 2008 before the Federal Surface Transportation Board. We defeated them. The governor, Brad Henry, who today is the chairman of the Central Oklahoma Regional Transit District, would not even meet with us. Then Big Jim Inhofe, always a friend of the money changers with the big highway projects, took the STB commissioners. I don't know what he did to them, Lee. He took them behind closed doors and he threatened them until they reversed their decision. There wasn't anything reversible about it. They lied on their application to abandon the key rail line, the rail line that went directly from Union Station. I mean, literally a rifle shot to the south or to the north entry of Will Rogers World Airport. They lied. They said there's no requirement today, no demand for rail service on that line. They knew that they were trucking Producers Co-op Oil Mill and Mid-States Lumber's loads to remote railhead and trucking those things in. They always had direct rail service, but they cut the direct rail service off before they removed the rail lines. I walked in there one day to the Producers Co-op Oil Mill guys, and I said, guys, you know they're going to strong-arm you off your property here. Oh, you've got to be kidding. We've been here for 50 years. Ain't nobody going to do that to us. That's where they want to build a soccer stadium.
Yeah.
And I mean,
there's no rails anymore. They lifted the
rails. Think about this, Lee. I mean, think about this. What is this really all about? They could have rebuilt the I-40 crosstown in place for less than $50 million, according to the Bridge Division Director, Veldo Goins. But instead of doing that, they moved it 8 blocks south, so they took out Oklahoma City Union Station's rail center at a cost of $1 billion. In the middle of, near the end of all that, around 2009, this actually happened the week of 9/11/09 was the week they destroyed the facility. And they built a new arena down there. Well, that just had to be built there, you know? Well, now it's gone. It's going to be gone, and they're building another new arena.
Yeah, they started pouring concrete yesterday on the new arena.
So we got to pay their buddies to destroy the Union Station rail yard and put a highway here and destroy the old crosstown and put in a new – and then we got to pay them again to build a new highway, $1 billion, and then we're paying them twice in 20 years for a basketball arena.
Yeah.
What is it? It's, I mean, there it is. Listen, what this is really about is this is big shots transferring taxpayers' money out of their pockets into the pockets of their big shot contractor pals in Lee. That is what the turnpike business is about as well.
That is. Now, here's my thing, all right? Commuter rail or turnpike, but you can't have both. That's my attitude. Tom, I got to run. I'm out of time, but thanks a lot for your information as well. As always, on Freedom 96.9. Biden's got a new book coming out, and if you color all the pictures within the lines, you'll get an extra goodie. So, Joe Biden's got a book coming out, and if you can understand what it is he's saying, because the guy transcribing it couldn't because of all the mumbling, well, then you're a better person than I am. Joe Biden's got a book coming out, and I'm sure he's going to be bragging about how he built back better. Maybe with Lincoln Logs, maybe with Legos, but he didn't build anything back better than what McRoof and McRoof.us can build back better. And they're doing it especially for you because they know you're going to face a battle with the insurance company if you don't. If you don't prove to the insurance company that whatever has been damaged to your house from hail or heat or even some of the wind we had back in the spring, they're not going to insure you, or they will pay for it and then they'll drop you. That's when they go to Rourke and the McRoof crew talks to your insurance company and shows how they are going to build back better and how they actually are building back better. So have this number handy, 405-877-7663, 405-877-7663, powered by Roof RX. And McRoof is saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma one roof at a time. And I don't know, buy Joe Biden's book if you want to. To help start your next fire in our fireplace? McRoof.us.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, at Tractor Bob's, we are here to celebrate America's 250th with our red, white, and do more discounts on Yanmar, Bad Boy, and Altos. 250 off residential mowers, 500 off commercial mowers, 1,000 off tractors, and 1,500 off construction equipment. Celebrating America together at Tractor Bob's, I-240 and Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. Tractor Bob.
July at Cimarron Casino. Get fired up when you sit down for fun and excitement during Hot Seat Heat Wave. Thursdays in July, 6 to 9 p.m., you could be selected to win one of 8 hot seat drawings where you can win up to $250 free play on July 2nd and cash prizes that double each week up to $4,000 based on your card tier. Summer's getting hot, but you can play it cool with Hot Seat Heat Wave only at Cimarron Casino, where every day is payday.
Hi, this is Scott, the owner of Airflow Technologies, located at 315 West Main, Yukon, right along the beautiful Route 66. To celebrate 100 years of Route 66, we are offering an AC tune-up for only $66. Only $66. Call us at 405-577-5400 to schedule yours today. 405-577-5400. Schedule yours today. Airflow Technologies, located at 315 West Main in Yukon, Oklahoma. Right now, get an AC tune-up for only $66. That's right, only $66. And remember, if you're hot, call Scott.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Could Iran be this stupid and self-destructive? So they're shooting at merchant ships of Saudi Arabia and Qatar, both of which stopped allowing us to use their bases and want a re-encroachment with Iran. So they shoot both those guys and they condemn them. So it just goes to show you in that neighborhood that trying to make friends with your enemy never works.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9 AccuWeather forecast calling for partly cloudy skies tonight, low 71. Not as hot tomorrow, high 36. Partly cloudy, low 71 tomorrow night. Friday, high 36. Saturday, a high of 100. And Sunday, high of 102. It's 93 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. On the way, are teachers' unions secretly hiding predators? Sexual predators. And the governor of Texas is cracking down on Natal tourism, what it is, and maybe we should be doing the same. That all coming up in your calls to 405-608-4377. Freedom 96.9 is Oklahoma's talk radio.
KQOB in Oklahoma City.
Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. A 13-year-old boy was arrested after police say he threatened a girl carrying a loaded handgun. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. The U.S. military confirms the soldier declared missing after an Iranian attack on a base in Jordan is believed to be dead.
The Pentagon has identified that soldier as 28-year-old Angel Rumpersad. Two other service members were killed in the attack Friday. Rumpersad was initially considered missing, but the Pentagon now says she is believed to be deceased. Meanwhile, a fourth U.S. soldier was killed on Sunday while attempting to disarm a downed Iranian drone in Iraq. This all comes as the U.S. has launched an 11th straight day of strikes on Iran. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Severe weather is slamming several parts of the country this week.
NBC News' Aaron McLaughlin reports that possible tornadoes formed in the New York City area on Tuesday.
The storm rolling through Manhattan with multiple tornado warnings west of the Big Apple and at least two reports of twisters in Morris County, New Jersey.
Tornado and flood watches were issued for more than 30 million people, stretching from New York City through Philadelphia and down into parts of the Mid-Atlantic. Powerful storms inflicted flooding, rain, and damage across multiple metro areas. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Bertha is churning through the Gulf, creating dangerous surf, rip currents, and heavy rain as it appears to be headed for Louisiana. Out west, monsoonal rains have triggered flash flooding in Arizona, while mud and debris forced the closure of part of Interstate 70 in western Colorado. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Elon Musk is vowing to create an AI version of the Odyssey that is historically accurate.
The tech billionaire has been a vocal critic of the new adaptation by director Christopher Nolan because of its diverse casting. On X Tuesday, Musk declared, before the year ends, his chatbot Grok Imagine will make a full-length movie of the Odyssey that's historically accurate and true to the art of Homer. The ancient epic poem is a fictional tale involving Greek gods and mythical creatures. The new film based on the Odyssey has so far made about $265 million in its first week. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30-plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo Beecraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. A 13-year-old boy has been arrested at Tulsa's gathering place after police say he threatened a girl and was found carrying a loaded handgun. Officers used the department's air support unit to track the teen after he ran from police, with investigators saying a search of his backpack uncovered the firearm. He was taken to the Community Intervention Center on a complaint of possessing a firearm as a minor. No injuries have been reported, and the case continues. Oklahoma health officials say cyclosporiasis cases have climbed to 172 statewide. The illness is caused by a parasite often spread through contaminated food or water. CDC is investigating a multi-state outbreak, but a source hasn't currently been identified. Health officials are recommending continuing to thoroughly wash fresh produce and practice good hand hygiene. Oklahoma task force members are set to remain in Texas for another week to assist with flood response efforts. The team has been working in the Three Rivers area where water levels remain a concern. Oklahoma City fire officials say all personnel are safe and ready to continue their mission. The deployment has been extended at the request of Texas officials as recovery efforts remain ongoing. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
It's a massive selection of pistols, rifles, suppressors, optics, ammo, archery, and one of the largest safe inventories in the state. It's Lee Matthews talking about H&H Shooting Sports, loaded with newer arrivals and red-hot monthly deals happening right now, and all of the extra equipment to go with it. And don't just buy it, shoot it. Test the firearms in their huge indoor ranges. Then grab a legendary burger at the 4U Cafe. H&H Shooting Sports, just off I-40 and Meridian, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. It's called natal tourism. Pregnant women coming to the United States to have their babies, and one state is putting a stop to it in a very forceful way. No, they're not doing the old Roman thing. Kill every firstborn young man. No, they are, but they in essence, they're doing that to the hospitals that service them. I'll have more on that coming up on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio in 30 seconds.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect a clear sky with a low of 71. Tomorrow will bring mostly sunny conditions with a steady breeze in the afternoon, reaching a high temperature of 96. Tomorrow night will be mainly clear with a low of 75. Moving on to Friday, anticipate breezy conditions with a mix of sun and clouds. Keep an eye out for a possible thunderstorm in some areas during the afternoon, with a high temperature remaining at 96. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
At the new Freedom 96.9, 2026 is more than just a new year. It's a celebration of American spirit and the freedom to explore. We are honoring two monumental milestones, 250 years since the birth of our nation and the 100th year of the historic Route 66. Freedom on the airwaves, freedom on the open road. Join us for the year-long celebration of America's history. Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Let's reset the scene on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. A lot of things to chat about today. Oklahoma Turnpike Authority is doing something it doesn't usually do, and that is ask for the public's input, which I think they will then turn right around and promptly ignore. Because that's what they do. More talk about a commuter train and raising taxes to get it done. How about we build a jail first before we start spending more money on something we don't need? And I don't believe we need a commuter rail. By the way, if we're building all these new turnpikes, left and right, up and down, east and west, north and south, to improve traffic flow in the metro, why do we need a commuter rail? And a little later on, some teachers' unions protecting sexual predators. Oh, and then we also heard the latest on the Brent Swadley trial. He was supposed to be sentenced earlier today. That sentencing has been delayed because they filed formal papers to have the current judge recused from the case, which means they may be able to start all over again. I'm not sure. I'm not a legal expert. I am Lee Matthews, and this is Freedom 96.9, so join in the conversation, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Steve is in Kahnawa. Thanks for hanging on.
Hi, Lee.
Hi.
I hope he gets a new trial, and if he doesn't, I hope he just gets probation. And
yeah.
If he took anything, restitution, but I'm like you. I don't think he took anything. I think it's a paperwork snafu.
Yeah, and if that's a crime, okay, I get it, but it's not a crime punishable by jail time in most cases.
Right.
Yeah.
And I would like to see him be able, if he chooses, not compelled, but if he wants to take a polygraph and even two or three and take the best out of the three, because I think it's trumped up charges. I'm on his side.
I am, too. I am, too.
And I'm pro-law enforcement. I'm a retired cop. But Tim Walz has shown us that just because someone says they're a veteran doesn't mean they're a patriot. And I got nothing to do with Gettner Drummond anyway. So,
well, I've been disappointed over him over the last 4 years. There were some things that he did I agreed upon. There were some things that I saw him do that I thought, okay, that's prudent. That's the right thing to do, although I disagree with doing it. And now his reaction to some of the, like his reaction to some of things that Governor Stitt was doing, inserting himself into certain issues. I'm just like, okay, yeah. He's just playing political games right now. He still hasn't told me what he wants to do for the state of Oklahoma. He's not given me a platform.
Right. And he also made a public statement on the record about the separation of church and state.
Yes.
That rubbed me the wrong way,
yes.
too.
Yes.
So, some of these guys just make you want to.
No,
you know,
and I know what he was doing. He was backing up his decision on the on Article 9 of our state constitution, which basically says no public money will go to a religious organization. He's right. It is in that article in our state constitution. There's nothing unconstitutional about denying a religious organization state funds. However, the Supreme Court has already disagreed with that. So, as we wait for that to, and the Roman Catholics are on this again, and they're going to try to bring it all the way through to the Supreme Court and point that out. And once that's done, we're going to have to file some paperwork to change Article 9, because if the Supreme Court rules on it, I'm sorry, it overrules what our state constitution says. So that's the point where I disagree with Gettner Drummond.
Yeah. Well, the main thing is get those attorneys rich by filing appeals.
Yeah,
And make stupid rulings, so you have to appeal it.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Thanks for listening in Kanawha, Steve. I'm glad you're here on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation, 405-608-4377. The Trump administration announced that it is moving to crack down on adult sexual predators in K-12 schools across the nation. Okay, do we have K-12 sexual predators? The Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights said it has issued a new guidance aiming to remind federally funded education institutions of their legal obligations to safeguard children and appropriately respond to incidents of sexual misconduct under federal law. They also noted that it is launching 20 direct investigations into U.S. school districts whose 2023-2024 civil rights data submissions included responses that suggest the districts might not be addressing staff on student sexual misconduct. The move came after the administration recently saw multiple credible reports of sexual abuse and harassment by adults in positions of authority at schools going uninvestigated or of suspected offenders being transferred to new schools or roles in the district. We've seen some of that here in Oklahoma. A teacher that was accused of misconduct, not proved, but accused, was able to go to a new school district and get a job, and no questions were asked. The schools must protect the children. Parents should never have to wonder whether their kids' school employees and protect sexual predators, Department of Education Secretary Linda McMahon said in a statement. Schools that receive federal funding have a duty to protect students. Sexual predators in the U.S. schools depend on institutions' silence and complacency. The letter also claims that the department will fully enforce federal law and employ every resource at its disposal to protect children from predators. Let's see it done. I mean, you're talking about it, but anybody doing it yet? Now, it also seems to be different when it comes to women or men. I mean, every day it seems like we pick up a news story, and that news story is about some female teacher who misused her influence over a student into a romantic relationship. I mean, that's really no different than a male doing the same thing. And yes, we've seen females doing these kinds of behavior to minors, and we've also seen them to non-minors. Males as well. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. And it does not surprise me that the union would be protecting these people. The union's job, as much as they try to say it's for the children, is not for the children. The union's job is to protect union power. And the union's job to protect, not all of them, I can't say all of the teachers' unions are like that, but the National Association for Teachers, the National Federation of Teachers, and definitely the National Association of Teachers, both of those, their job is political power. And that's, and they'll tell you that up front. So they collect dues under the guise of, we're here to provide legal help and liability for teachers, but they're more interested in maintaining power. Now, there are smaller unions, and our old friend Ryan Walters is in charge of one of those alternative unions that is strictly there to provide protection for teachers and nothing more. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Billy writes, Lee, today I finally understood something about Donald Trump that had been missing the entire time. And when it hit me completely. Because look at who this man chose to surround himself with. You can tell a lot about the character of a person by the people they choose to surround them. They're not billionaires. They're not people born into power. They're not people who have had everything handed to them. Let's just look at a few of them. Carolyn Leavitt, 27-year-old at the time that he hired her, a former ice cream shop girl from New Hampshire. Trump looked at her and saw something the entire world missed and made her the youngest press secretary in American history. Susie Wiles, a woman who has spent her whole life strategizing from the background. No fame, no spotlight, just pure brilliance. Trump looked at her and said, you're going to be my chief of staff. First female chief of staff in American history. J.D. Vance, a soldier, boy from Appalachia who served his country in uniform before he ever served in office. Trump looked at him and said, you're going to stand beside me. Pete Hegseth, a soldier who gave everything on the battlefield, two bronze stars. Trump looked at him and said, you're going to be my lead, and you're going to lead the military. Marco Rubio, son of a bartender and hotel maid, two immigrants who came to the United States with nothing. Trump looked at their son and made him the first Latino Secretary of State in American history. When my wife heard all this, she said, you understand what Trump actually has done? He's not built a powerful administration. He built an unbreakable one because every single person in it knows what it feels like to have nothing. And people who came from nothing never take anything for granted. Tonight, say one prayer for this entire administration and say a bigger one for the man who chose them. If Trump's team just gave you goosebumps tonight, type, Trump didn't just pick a cabinet, he picked warriors. And send it to your friends. Billy, thank you for sending that to me. Those are all very good points. I think some of the points are over-summarized, but that's okay. It's not like Carolyn Leavitt was discovered by Trump while serving ice cream. She may have served ice cream before she got her degree in media or whatever it is. Usually a press secretary has a degree in journalism. So, but your point is taken and taken very well. Marco Rubio, yeah, he did come from humble beginnings, but he also worked his way through law school. And the same for J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance used his GI Bill to get through law school. So, and J.D. Vance, having such a rough upbringing, had every reason in the world to blame his failures on his upbringing and to give up and say, I just can't do it. It's too big of a job. And he never did. That's why I believe that there are truly angels among us, and they don't even realize they are angels. Because they inspire us with their behavior. I've got a very, very good friend. And he's completely different from me. He's actually, he doesn't have the intelligence. I don't have a lot of intelligence, but he has less than me. He had a remedial job and lives in a very, he doesn't have a lot of means. And so he doesn't live in a nice house. He doesn't drive a nice car. The best I can get out of him, at best, he was emotionally abused as a child by his parents. At worst, he was physically abused, but I've never had him tell me any stories of being physically abused. His dad was a hard drinker and would get mad, and you knew when dad was mad to just stay away from him. It was that kind of thing. His mom had a gambling problem, and often the family had to move because she would spend the family's savings gambling, and they would have to move on to something else. They worked as carnival people when he was a child. This guy had every reason to become a drug dealer, to become a homeless person. He had every excuse in the book to give up on life and just quit, and he didn't do it. He went to trucking school, became a truck driver, started earning a decent living, a decent wage. I met him because we were both scuba divers, and we just started bonding over the scuba diving thing, and then we found out we had more in common than we thought we did. And he started listening to me on the radio and agreeing with, you know, I like what you have to say. And then we'd sit down and talk politics. And he likes to read the local newspapers and keep up with local media to see what's going on. But I look at him and I say, I've got nothing to complain about. Nothing to complain. Compared to his upbringing, even though I lost my dad when I was 5, I was surrounded by a family who provided love and support and encouragement and inspiration. This guy had none of that. And he still turned out to be a decent human being. In fact, probably a better human being and a more patient and kind human being than me. And so when I look at people like that, they inspire me to be more kind, to be more patient. And definitely not complain about anything in my upbringing. And J.D. Vance is the same kind of guy. Marco Rubio is the same kind of guy. And in many, many ways, so is Donald Trump. Yes, his father did amass quite a bit of real estate wealth, but not until Donald Trump was a little older. And Donald Trump had an older brother who he idolized. And that brother, he sat there and watched that brother drink himself to death, die at 34. And it struck him so hard, he vowed, I will never do that to myself. I will never overindulge myself on anything that's that destructive. So that's why he doesn't smoke, and that's why he doesn't drink. And yeah, he might eat some fast food here or there, but he's not grossly or morbidly overweight. And his father was hard on him. His father would make him, look, I'm going to give you this real estate deal, but if you don't make the deal, you're not going to get paid. And if you don't get paid, I'm not paying you. So his father was fair with him. It's not like he had everything handed to him. And you look at the house that he grew up in, it's a pretty modest house. It's a big house in Queens, New York, but it was pretty modest compared to what Donald Trump is living through now. So in his own way, he too had struggles. He too did not have everything handed to him. You look at some of these communists that we've been hearing so much about, they've had everything. Mondami, in the mayor, he said everything handed to him. A failure at everything. Because he's always had mama and daddy backing him up. If his mama had not helped him produce his stupid rap album, he would not have had a rap album. But that's his only claim to anything that he's ever done in his life. This Hassan Piker we've been hearing so much about, screaming communism from the top of the mountaintops, dressing in a Mao Zedong smock. I think he's got a degree in women's studies or something like that. And all of these guys, of course they can be communists because they've had everything handed to them. They don't know what it is. They've never, and I've had this conversation with you before, they've never had to get in the car, put the key in the ignition, and when they see they only have about an eighth of a tank of gas, decide, all right, all I got is $5 in my pocket, and I really wanted to have some lunch, but I guess I'm going to have to skip my lunch to put gas in the car so I can get to work. They've never had to make that kind of decision. Or worse, I ran out of gas on the way home. Now I got to call Dad and hope he will forgive me and come give me some gas. Dad doesn't answer, you call your best friend. Hopefully they answer the phone. They've never had to wait tables and hope that at least two or three of the customers would pay the tip in cash so that they could buy gas to get home from the job. And by the way, that's when you fill out the credit card, that's all socialized. Those kids don't get that money that night. If you lay cash on the table, the kid who's serving your table, they get that money that night. And sometimes they need it just to get home. Mondami's never had to do that. Hassan Parker's never had to do that. Van Jones has never had to do that. I've gone on too long here. Lee Matthews in the drive, 405-608-4377. Billy, again, thanks for the email. On Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's talk radio.
I love the smell of gunpowder in the morning. Reminds me of all these shooting excursions I used to go on with my dad when he was teaching me how to shoot. Of course, I never could figure out why I was standing up next to a tree with an apple on my head, but hey, yeah. I love the smell of Hoppy's number 9 cleaning solvent, too. That reminds me of Dad showing me how to clean his guns, all of them, or I didn't get any supper. If you have certain oddities like that, like what I have, H&H Shooting Sports is the type of place you'd like to go and just browse, even if you're not looking for guns or gear, but they've got plenty of it. And they probably have the best and biggest selection in Oklahoma, whether it's guns or gear, pistols, rifles, suppressors, optics, ammo, archery, equipment, broasters, roasters, electric toasters. Watch your step. I don't know about that last part, but they also have a large selection of safes. So you can put your broaster, roaster, electric toaster in that and keep it safe. How about that? H&H Shooting Sports, loaded with new arrivals and red-hot monthly deals happening right now. And plenty of Hoppy's number 9 and gunpowder, too, if you want it. Don't just buy. Shoot it. Test out the firearms in their huge indoor range. And then grab a legendary burger at the 4U Cafe. It'll be like old times with Dad. Before he ran off with his secretary. Join the H&H Shooting Sports, I-40 and Meridian, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Modus Health. They don't just treat your symptoms of neuropathy and chronic pain. They find the root cause. And when it comes to chronic pain and neuropathy, their expert team combines cutting-edge chiropractic care with functional medicine to get you moving and feeling better and living better. Located in Yukon, Oklahoma, Modus Health is your partner for lasting wellness. Book your consultation today at modushealth.com and start your journey to real, lasting health. Modus Health, Oklahoma's choice for feeling your best naturally and effectively.
Question: what new full-size trucks have the best powertrain warranty in America? Answer: new Ram trucks. They now come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. That's a very long time. So, where can you find that new Ram truck? Answer: VanceAutoGroup.com. Vance has a plethora of new Ram trucks at their dealership in Guthrie, only 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35. Vance also has dealerships in Miami and Woodward. John, Megan, and the rest of the Vance family invite you to enjoy a better kind of buying experience, one with superior service, the lowest prices, and a Ram powertrain warranty good for 10 years or 100,000 miles. Find out more by going to VanceAutoGroup.com or stop by Vance Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram.
With approved credit, see dealer for Ram warranty. John Vance Auto
Group. Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio. The new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
Talks Across America with Jimmy Failla.
There's more at play here than Iran, because us being the most fierce fighting force in the history of the world, us being the world's greatest economic and military superpower, okay, there's a message being sent to the rest of the bad guys through the way we treat Iran. If we take it from Iran, that's a signal to them we might take it too. Okay, that's why the Afghan troop withdrawal was so disastrous under Biden.
Fox Across America, weeknights at 9 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Ran way long when I start to get the jar, and sometimes I can't stop. So we'll continue after the news break on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. What do you think about teachers' unions protecting sexual predators? And also, Texas fining hospitals that are encouraging natal tourism. It's happening. And I'll give you the explanation and how it's being taken care of by Texas. Maybe we ought to be doing the same thing in Oklahoma. Coming up on Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's talk radio, and Lee Matthews with the drive. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377.
USA Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero. President Trump honored the families of four U.S. soldiers killed in Iranian attacks during a speech in Georgia. Trump said it was his honor to fly the family of 25-year-old Tyler Freehan aboard Air Force One after attending the dignified transfer in Delaware. Chick-fil-A is warning customers in 10 states about a June data breach that exposed their personal information.
Chick-fil-A says a cyber attack on its website and mobile app exposed information that includes customer names, email addresses, and the last four digits of their credit or debit cards. The company says it forced logouts on affected accounts and removed stored payment methods, but the fast food restaurant is advising customers to change their Chick-fil-A passwords, freeze their credit, and put a fraud alert on their credit reports. I'm Eva Basinger.
At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 6 points, the S&P 500 fell 10 points, and the NASDAQ dropped 146 points. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives. And MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. A 13-year-old boy has been arrested at Tulsa's gathering place after police say he threatened a girl and was found carrying a loaded handgun. Officers used the department's air support unit to track the teen after he ran from police, with investigators saying a search of his backpack uncovered the firearm. He was taken to the Community Intervention Center on a complaint of possessing a firearm as a minor. No injuries have been reported, and the case continues. Oklahoma health officials say cyclosporiasis cases have climbed to 172 statewide. The illness is caused by a parasite often spread through contaminated food or water. CDC is investigating a multi-state outbreak, but a source hasn't currently been identified. Health officials are recommending continuing to thoroughly wash fresh produce and practice good hand hygiene. Oklahoma task force members are set to remain in Texas for another week to assist with flood response efforts. The team has been working in the Three Rivers area, where water levels remain a concern. Oklahoma City fire officials say all personnel are safe and ready to continue their mission. The deployment has been extended at the request of Texas officials as recovery efforts remain ongoing. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the Knock on the door from Fly By Night Roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Hey, it's Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture. If chronic pain is keeping you from living your best life, I want to help. At Be Well Acupuncture, we create personalized treatment plans to relieve pain from neuropathy, arthritis, sciatica, and more without relying on endless medications. My goal is to help you feel better, move easier, and get back to doing what you love with the people you love. Life's too short to sit on the sidelines. Schedule your free consultation at BeWellOKC.com and let's get you to feeling good again.
New report out about artificial intelligence. And the further we get into artificial intelligence, the more people want a real, authentic experience. And it doesn't matter what it is, whether you're buying a new gun, whether you're buying groceries, whether you're just walking down the street, whether you're filling up your car. And I'm starting to see places catch on. I mean, that's why places like Buc-ee's and OnQ with their huge amount of employees, because people want a personal experience. And you're still going to get that if you shop for a new car at Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors, while others are succumbing to corporate policies and ignoring the customer, they're still looking you in the eye, shaking your hand, and dealing with you one-on-one. They also know that it can be a pain in the butt to have a car these days because it reminds you of everything. Your tires are low. Wow, are you sure you want to drive this fast? Hey, if you get any closer to this lane, this thing's going to flip over, and I'm not going to summon the ambulance for you. Check engine light, low tire pressure, battery light, weak battery, all that stuff that your car's bugging you about. Well, they can make that go away and fix it all up for you at no charge. And they normally do that anyway with their regularly scheduled service visits. Frontier Motors, Frontier Auto Group. I never thought I'd hear myself say they do things the old-fashioned way, but they do. In El Reno, just off the El Reno Auto Alley and the Route 66 roundabout. Check it out at 405-262-3355. Frontier Auto Group.
Tired of hard water and bad taste straight from the tap? Trust Culligan of Enid, your local water expert since 1981. With over 130 years of combined experience, they are your hometown solution for softer, cleaner, better tasting water. Right now, get a whole house system, water softener, and reverse osmosis for just $29.95 a month for 3 months. Plus, you can buy a unit and get free installation up to a $300 value. Some limitations apply. Visit CulliganEnid.com or give them a call today. Culligan of Enid, better water, pure and simple.
So, Spain won the World Cup in the United States of America. And they were all ecstatic in their victory until they got the bill from the IRS that's taking about 42% of it away. Actually, it's happening. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. Your thoughts on that as the drive continues in 30 seconds.
Freedom.
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect a clear sky with a low of 71. Tomorrow will bring mostly sunny conditions with a steady breeze in the afternoon, reaching a high temperature of 96. Tomorrow night will be mainly clear with a low of 75. Moving on to Friday, anticipate breezy conditions with a mix of sun and clouds. Keep an eye out for a possible thunderstorm in some areas during the afternoon with the high temperature remaining at 96. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
No ways tired. I come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy.
All right. You would think that women in the Democrat Party would learn. Lee Matthews, Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. That was Hillary Clinton several years ago. And then Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez just the other day in Tennessee.
We cannot afford to leave Tennessee behind.
Behind.
We cannot afford to leave Kentucky behind, Alabama behind, Mississippi behind.
All right. 405-608-4377. Authenticity is the word. People want authenticity. So when you are speaking to somebody from the South, you don't have to start taking on a Southern accent. You sound like someone who doesn't who's not from the South, trying to make it sound like they are from the South. Now, I can put on a British accent. Hello, love. Good to see you today. Right, but I would never do that in front of a British person because I know they would be able to tell that I'm faking the accent. And they would say, stop talking like that. Just like if I started talking with a black dialect. How is a white person talking with a black dialect racism? And a Puerto Rican woman from New York trying to talk like she's from Tennessee, not racism. How's that? Question for you. On Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews and The Drive, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Rudy writes, Lee, New Jersey's Democrat Governor Mike Sherrill has admitted a software error in the state's motor voter registration system has allowed thousands of non-citizens to register to vote, and that around 400 of them have voted illegally in the state's election since 2023. You know, the very thing Trump claimed was happening and the press called him paranoid. You know, the very thing Democrats denied was ever going on. It's the very reason the left wants open borders. Yes, Rudy, you're right about that. On Freedom 96.9. And speaking of borders, Texas Governor Greg Abbott yesterday took steps to crack down on the birth tourism industry in the state in an effort to curb the flow of pregnant women coming into the United States with the intention of giving birth so their child can automatically obtain American citizenship. Probably something that's been aggravated 10 times more by the Supreme Court ruling on birthright citizenship. The executive order signed by Abbott, Greg Abbott, empowers state agencies to investigate birth tourism schemes within Texas healthcare and the Texas healthcare industry to take enforcement action against any licensed or regulated individual or entity found to be advertising, soliciting, assisting, or providing unlawful birth tourism schemes. The enforcement action would include revoking or suspending licenses, prohibiting participation in state contracts, denying state benefits, or pursuing other enforcement actions. This comes after one hospital, Mission Regional Medical Center, previously confirmed that it had advertised a Spanish-language birth package in South Texas on billboards in Mexico. The ads promoted childbirth services to pregnant foreign nationals near the U.S.-Mexico border. The services included promotional deliveries starting at $3,950 for a natural birth, $5,525 for a C-section. Did you ever see that joke? Ma'am, are you a natural-born citizen of the United States? Oh, no, I was born cesarean. Opponents of birthright citizenship have long cited natal tourism as a major immigration loophole. And that's what it's known as in prenatal, natal tourism. And it's not just people coming across the border in Mexico. Canadians are doing it as well. And the Chinese have had this going on for a long time. You come up with enough money and they'll get you to the United States within the time period you need to have your baby and then claim that you have birthright citizenship or your baby has birthright citizenship. 405-6, should we be doing the same thing in Oklahoma? I think we should be doing something. I don't know that we are. We have that problem because we're not directly on the border. But, I mean, okay, let's say there is a Hispanic family who is legally here in Oklahoma, and they are working and living and paying their taxes and doing everything they should, but that they have maybe a niece or a granddaughter or a best friend's granddaughter who's about to have a baby. Hey, hop on a bus, come on up here, say you're going to be visiting us for a while because we're relatives and or friends. And if you just so happen to go into labor, cha-ching, you're in. Hard to police, that would be. But if at least we made it illegal, we'd send the message that, hey, if we catch you doing this, we're going to deport you. 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
This is Rowdy out in the country. Guess what I'm getting ready to do?
Ah, you're about to transport somebody to have their baby in the United States? No, I don't know.
No, I'm not that I know of, anyway.
Yeah. You are about to support our tribal neighbors.
I am, yes. You know, you're on the birthright. You know, courts ruled against us about restricting birthright citizenship, but they ought to have a travel ban, and we can put it under the health care that if you're, like, more than 8 months pregnant, you're not allowed to travel to the
United States. I think Trump is working on something like that. I think he's amending or trying to get some of our immigration laws amended that, okay, if you are 8 months pregnant and you want to come into the United States and seek citizenship or political asylum, nope, not going to happen.
They could say self-things. And as for the Chinese, you know, these marijuana growing places, they're having, it was a thing that has to be something like 75% owned by a citizen.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if they do that, they benefit, they come over here, because they was not filling out the last part of it until they started distribution. Well, they come over here now, and then they have a Chinese child born in the United States, dual citizenship, and they say, okay, we'll just sign the marijuana grower, you know, facility over to them. And bypass that little loophole.
Maybe so. I mean, what was happening is okay, I've got a bunch of property. I'm not using it for ranching or farming. And the Chinese grower would come in and say, all right, we're going to set up a growing operation. We're going to lease your property to do it. And we're going to pay you $60,000, $80,000 a year to be the license holder. And you won't have to work a day of your life for the rest of your life. And that's what they've been doing in terms of having the ownership. So, Could they then say the scenario I just described? Yeah, I'm working, I'm living, I'm legally here in the United States, working at this marijuana farm. Come live with me and have your baby.
Yeah, and just like the baby is dual citizenship, the baby can own the farm. But you know, they do that out here, and they was doing it where they was never, like I say, not filling out the last part.
Yeah,
and they're trying to pass laws that no foreign citizen can own land, because they're coming here and buying up all the land.
Yeah.
Well, here we go. We got a child here that's now a dual citizen, and Chinese, Mexican, whatever, Canadian, and they come in here and buy our land up because they're an American citizen, because they were born here when they were 2 years old. You know,
yeah.
They're two years old now, and they can buy our land.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of loopholes in there that the Democrats will utilize. They don't want to give up tampons, him or whatever,
mm-hmm.
he signed a thing that said that all illegals now can have driver's license, which meant, boom, now they can vote.
Yeah.
And I don't know where that went.
Well, in Minnesota you can. Here in Oklahoma, you cannot. You have
to
have an
idea. Yeah, in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
But anyhow, I just want to touch base on that because...
No, but you're right. Part of that scheme that I described about the Chinese, that's what that was for. That was, okay, come up with 3,000 yen... We'll take you over to the United States when you're due to have your baby. You have your baby, cha-ching, that baby's a citizen. You get to come back to China, and then once that baby is of age to go back into the United States, they can then acquire property. And so, yeah, that's how they were doing some of that here in Oklahoma.
And see, I'm getting ready to go to the casino here, and surprise, surprise, but you'll see a lot of agents in there. And they were, like I say, doing black market, and then they did seed to distribution, but they still yet, they come in here, and I strongly believe they launder their money through the casinos, because they will come in with groups, and they get paid, and they want, you know, paid and chat, you know, in cash and stuff like that, so they come in with X amount of illegal dollars, and they launder through the casino and
are you saying,
the real money.
Are you saying that the Chinese, you're seeing Chinese do that? You suspect some Chinese are doing that?
Hi, Chinese, yes.
Okay.
You see a lot of Asians doing that. They come to there, and a lot of them are growers. And so, you know, even down here in the
and they do get and they do get paid cash. And from what I understand, in their culture, gambling is rampant. They will bet on which blackbird's going to fly off the power line over the other one.
They will. You see a lot of them in there.
Mm-hmm.
You see more Chinese in there than you see Native Americans.
Yeah.
So I don't know who I'm supporting.
Well,
I just want to touch base on how
the Native Americans are benefiting from it, so they don't care.
Yeah, you know, and the one casino they put down here is the New Harris Casino.
Yeah.
Somehow they found a loophole. At first it was going to be under the Iowa tribe, but somehow they figured it out that they're not affiliated with the Iowa tribe. and they, instead of doing Native American gambling, it is a Las Vegas-style gambling, and which means in Las Vegas they pay out a higher percentage rate. Up here they pay out maybe 3, 4, 5%. Las Vegas, I think, is up in the 90s with some of their games. Well, this casino up here somehow found a loophole now that Las Vegas gambling is in Oklahoma under the skies of was supposed to be in the Indians for 2 days, Native Americans, for two years, I mean, and but they just they bypassed that. It's a full-fledged Las Vegas casino here in Lincoln County, Oklahoma.
Well, I'm wondering, okay, was it declared Native American land so that they could legally build the casino on the Native American land, and then they bought the land from the tribe? Is that how they went about
it? Well, most of Oklahoma is Native American land, but it was part of the Iowa tribe. It's right across the street from the old casino was, and originally I understood that they were going to build it, and it was going to work under the Iowa Harris for 2 years and then drop off and become Harris, but somehow they superseded that, and it went straight to, boom, Las Vegas-style Harris.
Okay.
And it's tied in with all the other Harris all over the United States.
Well, yeah, I imagine so. Now, do they have craps? I mean, and real dice?
They do.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. I don't play real dice. I don't know. I'm pretty sure they do because...
Well, no, the craps that I've seen at the casinos in Oklahoma has been a deck of cards. And you...
Yeah, that's what they used to know. They don't do the card thing anymore. They used to do that, but they have... I play the machines. The craps I play is on the, not on the video machines, but it's a little box.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it. I was uneasy about the card because that's not craps. That's, you know, if you're smart enough to figure what the possibilities are in that deck of cards, you can improve your odds. That's why I never did play craps when it was the cards. I'm not saying that people were cheating. I'm just saying the dice were far more random than the cards would have been.
I will be in there probably in a couple hours unless I just donate all my money to one casino.
Yeah.
I'll go look and see because, like I said, they got the
It doesn't really matter, Rowdy, because I'm not a good gambler, so I don't do a lot of gambling. I'm not good at it. I have no problem with it morally or otherwise, but I just am not good at it.
Just hand them your money. Don't expect to get it back.
Yeah.
No problem.
And scuttle off.
Gambling problem. Here's my money.
It's the perfect business.
Yeah.
People come in, give their money, and scuttle off.
Yeah. And then pay $8 for a beer.
Yeah. So. Now, you used to at least get that. You would get a drink either at reduced prices or for free, and that went away. So that I used to be able to at least do that while the lovely wife is trying to win back some money. I would sit at the bar. But
when you were high rollers, you could do that, and they would give you free drink stuff. And this casino here, the Harris, it's not like, you know, the Native Americans, you can walk up and get your own pops and waters and stuff. You can't even get that at the Harris. You have to get it. You have to flag someone over. They said, we are full service. If you want food, you want drinks, you want anything, call her to one of us, and you know, if I'm in there at 2 o'clock in the morning, it's hard to find one of us.
No, 10-15 years ago, we were at Caesars in Vegas, and the lovely wife was playing the $5 slots and doing quite well. And I was sitting over in the corner, and the little waitress would come over, and I would get rum and cokes. And and she said, "Are you playing?" I said, "My wife's over there playing." And she said, "Okay," and it's a free drink. Now, it was, believe me, it was watered down. I could taste it watered down as you couldn't imagine. But at least it was, and now I understand they don't even do that at Caesars in Las Vegas anymore.
If you win, the drinks got stronger. Did you notice that? I started out drinking. When I was drinking, I started out as watered down, and pretty soon it's like, Dad, God.
Yeah,
God.
Yeah.
I'm winning too much. But I was a VIP. Yeah, one of these days you and your lovely wife come out and me and her gambling, you can sit over and drink at the New Harris.
I need to try that out. Yeah, the New Harris.
Go down to Tammy's Roundup in Davenport, and I'll show you the best place to eat in Oklahoma.
All right, sir. Well, it'll be a deal. I got to run now, but thanks a lot for listening and calling in, Rowdy. Deep in the heart of, I guess, Creek County, Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, on the drive. Used to be when you became eligible for Medicare, that's when advertisers and solicitors would leave you alone because I guess they thought you had one foot in the grave. Not the case anymore, and I guess that's because most of us are living a lot longer because we're taking better care of ourselves, and that's good news. I'm Lee Matthews. If you're getting all of these solicitations, and that's a polite word for being bugged out of your mind, by emails and texts and phone calls about signing up for this and signing up for that, and we can help you for your Medicare. Just call 1-800-WE'REININDIA.com. You don't want that. You want somebody here who's done it so many times, they can do it in their sleep. In fact, I think they do in their sleep. The Well-Preserved Advisory Group, Eunice Corey at 405-848-5790. It'll be the best call that you make in a long time. And the Well-Preserved Advisory Group will put together a plan that'll work for you painlessly, seamlessly, and with fewer calories than your regular Well-Preserved Advisory Group. Call the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Tired of hard water and bad taste straight from the tap? Trust Culligan of Enid, your local water expert since 1981. With over 130 years of combined experience, they are your hometown solution for softer, cleaner, better tasting water. Right now, get a whole house system, water softener, and reverse osmosis for just $29.95 a month for 3 months. Plus, you can buy a unit and get free installation up to a $300 value. Some limitations apply. Visit CulliganEnid.com or give them a call today. Culligan of Enid, better water, pure and simple.
I think many teachers and families do not reach out because it's a hard thing to ask for help. Children don't come with instructions. Sometimes we're presented with challenges that are outside of our ability to handle, and we need that extra person to listen to us and help us become the best parents and teachers we can be. Sometimes families just don't know where to go, and being able to call the warm line is really a beautiful thing for families.
For more information, visit okwarmline.org.
Hi, this is Scott, the owner of Airflow Technologies, located at 315 West Main, Yukon, right along the beautiful Route 66. To celebrate 100 years of Route 66, we are offering an AC tune-up for only $66. Only $66. Call us at 405-577-5400 to schedule yours today. 405-577-5400. Schedule yours today. Airflow Technologies, located at 315 West Main in Yukon, Oklahoma. Right now, get an AC tune-up for only $66. That's right, only $66. And remember, if you're hot, call Scott.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else
every weekday starting at 2 p.m.
Do you know how when you go to church and you hear a good sermon and then the preacher wraps up the sermon and then you have the guy who's supposed to give closing prayer, you get up there and give closing prayer. You don't give your own mini sermon. You don't go up there and give a second sermon that detracts from the pastor's sermon. You go up there, you do what you're supposed to do, and you shut up.
You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
I don't care about your reflecting pool.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't care about your ballroom. I don't care what you do on the lawn. You can have UFC fights. You can have sheep grazing there one president did.
Yeah, yeah.
You can do anything. You pickleball. I don't give a shit what you do on the lawn.
Yeah.
And if you're a person who does, you're just way too into Donald Trump as the person who controls how you think in life.
I never thought I would agree with Bill Maher as much as I am agreeing with him lately, but I am. I know we don't agree politically, but at least we're at the point now where I don't want to throw a beer bottle at him like I used to. It's Lee Matthews on The Drive on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Can you believe it? As reigning 2026 World Cup championships, Spain won a $50 million prize in money. But a large portion of that could be subject to federal taxes in the United States. Up to 30%. Income earned from activities performing in America is generally, in almost all instances, taxable by the IRS. Under tax law, the U.S., certain payments to non-resident foreign athletes are generally subject to 30% federal withholding unless reduced by a tax treaty or a different exception. It's wrong. It's a kind of highlight something bigger, said Representative Jonathan Jackson, a Democrat of Illinois. I bet if that had been, I don't know, the South African team, you'd be like, yeah, tax the hell out of them. Many agree that the potential tax burden sends the wrong message to the U.S., that the U.S. prepares to host more, as the U.S. prepares to host more major international sporting events, saying the country should be encouraging foreign athletes and visitors to spend money domestically rather than subjecting them to steep tax obligations. I understand that side of the argument, but here's the other side of the argument. These guys are professionals. They get paid to play soccer. Whether that is in the United States, whether that's in Manchester, England, whether that's in Barcelona, they get paid. This is their profession. As such, this is their income. And if you ask me, they are subject to American income taxes. It's not like they're an amateur sporting event and the prize money is part of the sports package. This is professional. It's professional entertainment. I bet they would tax our NFL players if our NFL teams went over and played their team and won. 405-608-4377. No need to give that number. I'm wrapping things up, but Joe Pags is coming up next. Aaron Brillbeck drives you to work tomorrow on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio.
Say goodbye.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.